Blog Talk Radio.
Well, brother, they got the heavy load by itself today, so let him go and get in there, get Ernie out the way, and we'll talk about the heavy load later on. Come on in there, Brother D. Let's get this thing rolling, Mike.
Amen, amen. Good evening, my sisters and brothers. Again, we're here on another blessed Monday, and we're about to embark upon some very valuable knowledge of this game that we love, this grudge squirrel racing game, because Big Ernie is just a wealth of knowledge that he just loved to give. So we're going to whisper a word of prayer for him and his business, ask the Lord to continue to keep him and bless him. Amen? Amen. So my
Amen.
Brother, those that are listening, bow your heads, give God your heart, give him your prayer along with me as I pray. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we stop by the throne of grace just to tell you thank you once more and again for blessing us to see another Monday. Lord, we know it's one we've never seen before and one we will never see again. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. And Father, we want to tell you thank you for allowing us to be in the presence of a great man, one that just loved the game of racing so much that he just don't know what to do with himself, one that truly enjoyed just giving us knowledge upon knowledge upon knowledge. And we just want to tell you thank you for him. We thank you for him. We thank you for blessing him with the business. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bless his business and bless the races. They would patronize him more. They would shop with him, not just call him for answer, but let him know that we love him through patronizing his business. Father, we love you, and we truly place no one above you. We thank you for Brother Ernie. We ask that you continue to bless him with a great portion of health and strength. Not him only, but just touch his wife, touch his whole family, touch his business, that it will continue to grow and be prosperous. We know that you can, Lord, and we know that you will. For you said in your will, we have not because we ask not. And we ask him right now to shower Brother Ernie with blessings. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Dog, back to you.
All right. Appreciate you, Brother D. And don't forget, you got some work to do on this next one. Brother, I heard about Brother Tim text me, so you can talk about that next one. On the appetizer.
Amen.
We got a battle for tonight, a skeleton battle for you. Tune in, Scott.
Good evening, friends, to another Fireside Chat with Ernie and Comfy Car Nitro Systems. Put another log on the fire, break out some coffee, some hot chocolate, maybe some cinnamon rolls. You'll enjoy this evening's edification, and hell, we'll get together and do something wrong. What's happening, guys? It's cold, it's wet, it's froggy, it's foggy, it's humid, it's nasty down here. I don't know. Up north, y'all just call it snow. But, you know, down here, we just call it irritations. So, if I can help you with any of your nitrous needs, parts, pieces, systems, information, that's what I'm here for, is to keep y'all going. Whether it's my equipment or not, I'll talk to you and try to get you figured out and make things happen. So, they get to the advertisers on here, our supporters, sponsors, whatever you want to call them. CompuGuard Nitrous Oxide Systems. How unique, number one. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. For any of your equipment needs, fixing, repairs, we got it. We got it in stock. And we could probably save you some money. Hey, and we're the only ones with a lifetime warranty on our solenoids. I heard another company was starting a limited lifetime warranty. I ain't sure how you do that. I thought lifetime warranty was, when it's dead, it's dead. I guess they only will repair it if it ain't quite dead yet, or if you, or they limit how many you can kill. I don't, it just never made sense to me. So give me a call if we can help you. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Give them a call for all your transmission and torque converter needs. Good people to talk to, especially you guys are willing to change your setups and your combinations. You got to remember, ring gear and pinion goes with transmissions and torque converters. Changing the camshaft, you need to make sure you look at all that stuff. Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. Don't park it and lose it. It seems like people have gotten in the last couple of weeks about borrowing race cars and trailer assemblies, whole rigs, the way it's been going. Get you some insurance on it. It's inexpensive for the money you spend versus what you get back. $20,000 worth of agreed value insurance is $187 a year. Come on. That's $15 a month. You buy more hamburgers than that. You buy more toilet paper than that. So unless your car ain't worth a shit, get you some insurance on it. Lawyer man. Okay, and we got a new one, dog. Atwell's Auto Performance. And they're on 3759 Mike Pageant Highway over in Augusta. They came over today. We sat down and talked for a while. Great guys. If you're in the CSRA, which is the Central Savannah River area, that'd be Augusta, Columbia, you know, in that area of Augusta, Georgia. They say 60 miles. Give them a call or stop by and see if they can help you with some equipment. Their phone number, they printed their phone number in red ink on a background that absorbs red ink. 762-233-0203. How about that? You got too much glare. If that ain't right, I'll make it up to you. 762-210-0220. Okay, there you go.
No, right. Hey, Ernie, I got 762-233-0223.
Okay, there you go. We'll use that number. Dog has it. They carry racing fuel in stock. They carry parts, pieces. The guys, you know, want to make it, and they want to. It's about time the Augusta area got a good speed shop. We've had several over the years, but they've gone out of business. Super Shops, Honest Charlie's, all of them went away. We've got, you know, Turner Automotive out in Martinez. And now we've got Atwell's. And they're going to keep it in stock. And if they don't have it, they can order it for you. Hey, you know, if they're $10, $15, $20 higher, and you got to go to Atlanta to get it, they got it in stock, why not just go ahead and buy it? It's going to cost you more than that to go to Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta from Augusta is 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So you've lost a whole 5 hours, that's a whole day, because you tried to save $20, $30. Hey, that, you know, that don't work out math-wise, especially when you're paying $3 a gallon for gasoline or $5 if you're running a diesel truck. So give Atwell's a call, and let's support them and make it happen.
What, now, Ernie.
Yes, sir.
You forgot. We're supposed to say it three times. Atwell Auto Sales and Performance, 762-233-0223. Now, Ernie, I know them people, and they sell cars and everything. When did they get into their performance business, and what performance stuff they got to earn, if you don't mind me breaking in on your introduction? I'm sorry, because I know them.
That's okay. They've got parts, pieces. They came over today. They got a half dozen carburetor linkage kits. They're going to be stocking nitrous. They're going to be putting nitrous kits. They're getting a line on spark plugs. Like I say, they're putting the stuff on the shelves. It's not, hey, open it up, hey, this here's Summit. It's, they're going to stock what sells. So they know, you know, what everybody's running, so they're going to try to keep that. And they're going to try to keep fuel pumps, regulators, some ignition parts, you know, the pieces you can use. And I want it to grow. Like I say, Augusta needs a good speed shop. And this would be good location, good people to work with. And we need to make it happen. Back to you, Doug. Oh, and it's your turn, Doug. Be quiet. Sit down.
Oh,
sit
my turn. Yeah, it's my turn.
Okay, what I want to talk to you about tonight is starters. You know, we was talking about some last night, and with starters tearing up, flywheels tearing up, doll, you know, the starter dolls going bad. And, you know, I've had some problems over the years with starters, but when y'all put y'all's motors together and you put your starter on there, do y'all check the clearance on the starter? Yeah. Yeah, there's a setup on the clearance that the starter should have in the flywheel when you reach your pair of pliers, you got the starter bolted on, the flywheel on, reaching, you grab that starter dog and you kind of twist it and it comes out and it engages into the teeth of the flywheel. You need to check and make sure that it's engaging properly. That's a complete engagement, all, you know, in. But there's also a measurement that you need to have between the teeth of the starter and the teeth of the flywheel. Magic number is what keeps those starters from tearing up. We've all heard starters hit the switch and it's just rawr, 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 rawr. It sounds like it's trying to rip itself apart. What causes that is improper engagement, just like a ring gear and pinion on your rear end. That magic measurement is 25 thousandths of an inch. So when you pull that, now, hold a second. Now, see, you're getting ahead of yourself. There's an easier way to do it. If you take a wire tie, black wire tie, cut it off, if you measured it, the end of it is 25,000, roughly 25, 22 to 25 thousandths. It's long enough that you can hold it, you can pull that gear out, and you can slide it in there, and it should have a little drag. If you've got a little drag on it, it's fine. You're not going to have a starter that sounds like it's been drugged down the road. It's going to crank up. It's going to engage the flywheel properly. You're not going to tear the teeth off your flywheel. And once you tear a tooth off a flywheel, it's going to eat the starter gear back up. So it's kind of one of those itch and scratch situations. And it's so simple to stop. And you do it while the motor's out of the car. Kind of hard to do in the car. Just bolt the starter on, pull it out, wire tie, stick it in there. It should be a nice snug fit. Now, you got to remember, now that's 25 thousandths. That will take all the play out of that gear. So it's not 25 top, 25 bottom. It's 25, just slide it in there. Should be snug. All right, pulls out. That starter is good to go. If you put it in there and it doesn't have enough clearance, you can need to put a shim on it. If you go in there and it has way too much clearance, then you need to check, make sure you got the right flywheel. Because if you got a flywheel that's too small, improper gear, improper starter, it's going to show up there. Find out there on the motor stand before you put it in the car. And then you get to the track, and this thing sounds, you know, horrible. When they're dragging, they're not making enough power to crank your car up, and that can create problems with when you're having to crank the car up. So pay attention to it. Easy thing to check. And you got cut wire ties laying all over your shop. Yeah, you can reuse them, you know. So grab one and just shove it in there. You do that, starter problems will be over. Now, do not, and I say this, do not grease the starter teeth or the flywheel. That's not a good thing to do. Why? Because, number one, you can get sparks in there. You can create a problem. You can create a real mess. But you're not going to reduce friction. You're actually going to create a problem and almost force it to slip over. And if it slips over one tooth, like a timing gear set, it's going to screw it all up. It takes that friction to push that flywheel. That's a little gear against a big gear. It takes a lot of torque to get that puppy moving. So pay attention. Make it happen. Solve those problems. Hey, this is a good time to check that while you're servicing your car. Back to you, Doug. What you got going?
Well, Mr. Ernie, I got a situation here. You a businessman. How long you been in business, Ernie?
Well, in business-wise, since 69, so that's somewhere in the area of 60 years-ish.
Well,
plus I cut grass when I was 7, 8, 9.
No, Ernie, we ain't got time to joke. We ain't got time to joke, Ernie.
Oh, no, this is
all right, Ernie.
I sold grits paper and white clove salve. Now, I don't tell you how long I've been in business.
All I did is ask you how long, and you ain't told me yet.
Over 60 years.
Okay, thank you, Ernie. Now, Ernie, just for instance, I'm asking you this question because I don't know the answer completely, but it came up today, and we had a big argument about it. Ernie, just say you've been in business, and say, we're going to use Comfort Car nitrous oxide. That's what we're using. We're using Comfort Car. Now, you hired me, Ernie. I'm using me for an example. You hired me, Ernie, and paid me a salary to just be the tech man of Comfort Car. Just being the tech man of Comfort Car. Now, Ernie, tell me if you got Comfort Car's equipment, we will give you free tech. Now, notice I said free tech. So if you hire me, Ernie, to be your tech guy, how can Ernie make business if he getting free tech tips? And answer me this.
So to me, tech is service, and service comes with the equipment.
Good.
I believe in my equipment enough, and I have proved for 40 plus years that we've got equipment that has no problems. So I give the tech comes with the. God, that's one of those hard questions to answer.
Yeah, You're doing good. Come on.
I believe in service to my customers
right.
in every business that I've been in, whether it's the heating and air conditioning company, refrigeration, the gun business, the gun manufacturing, everything.
Stay with me on Copy Card.
Service. It's what makes things go round.
All right, stop now right there, Ernie. Everything you said, Ernie, complete 100% good answer. Now, but Ernie, I just said, you didn't hire me to be your tech man, and you paying me, Ernie. So if you getting free service because they're using your stuff, why would you hire a tech man to just get tech on your stuff, and how can you make money how can you pay his salary, and all he's doing is sitting there to be the tech man for CompuCar?
Well, if I've got so much tech information coming in or questions coming in on my equipment, that person is never going to be hired to be strictly a tech person. Everybody that works at CompuCar, has ever worked for CompuCar, knows how to do everything at CompuCar.
We don't have sealed off areas.
You don't talk to the people in the back. The machine shop doesn't talk to the people in front. No. The salespeople are going to run the machines. They're going to do the packing. They're going to do the phone calls. They're going to talk to the customers. They got to go to the races, the trade shows. They need to know everything. And if you got one person that's being paid to do tech, then he is right quickly going to run out of knowledge because he's not doing anything to keep up with what's going on.
Good report.
You can't just pay somebody to do one item.
Okay, now Ernest, if you did do that, just say you did do that though. We just hypothetically talking, because so far you're better than 100, but I'm still looking for one answer from you. But you're better than 100 right now. But if you did do that, Ernie, how would that make Ernie any money by having a tech man like that? How would that make Ernie any money? Because, I mean, it don't make no sense to hire somebody if you ain't making no money. Talk to
him. It's not going to make any money. What you have to do, if you're having something like that, a service, say, that does your tech, you've got to add that into the cost of the equipment. So the cost of the equipment is going to go up. I'm not paying for it. You are.
Right.
It's like advertising in Summit Catalog. The reason why we don't do Summit Catalog is because they overcharge, and then they don't make that catalog. Every manufacturer has to pay for every column inch. And Summit puts it together with Summit's publishing company, and they take it off of your bill before they pay you. But no, anything that you do, it's like buying solenoids, buying nitrous, buying a screw. It has to be figured into the cost of equipment.
No, okay, Ernie, you ain't messed up. Ernie, you're in the front of the class, Ernie. You sit in the front row, and the teacher put the best students in the front so they don't have to worry about them in the back. Now, Ernie, let me see how my answer is in question right here now. So, Ernie, if you got a tech, man, and you haven't paid the tech, man, I'll let them. Still, Ernie, you still ain't answered my question. How would that make Ernie any money? I'm going to ask another way then, Ernie. So, Ernie, you got your tech man in there, and you saying he calling in. How would Ernie know, or his tech man know, is he going to get tech to everybody or just people that done bought your equipment, Ernie, or got your equipment?
If I hire a tech man, he's going to have to do nothing but my equipment. I can't carry a service to tech everybody else's equipment. I have had that situation a few years ago where other companies were giving out my phone number to do their tech. And I found out, I guess you'd say the hard way, when I had a customer call in raising hell at me for their equipment not doing what it's supposed to do. And after a few little conversation, I found out he didn't have our equipment. He had got a kit from Summit, and we went through everything, and I told him what the problem was, how we could fix it, or he could send it back to Summit and order a kit for me, and we'd go on. But I didn't tell him what his problem was. Yes.
Now, Ernie, are you over there scratching your head wondering what the heck is dog asking me that question for? Are you wondering why I asked you that question, Ernie?
Yeah, really.
Because you just answered everything perfectly, but your behind is doing the same thing I asked. You getting everybody free tech, even if they don't have your equipment. You've been doing that for as long as I've been knowing you, Ernie. So how is that helping you when you just helping everybody else that ain't helping you? But what I mean by helping you, at least they order a screwdriver or a wrench or something from you, Ernie. Talk to them, brother.
Well, I believe in service. I believe in just bottom line service, and I believe in, if I tell you something, it's going to be the truth. And I hope that if I do help you and you need something down the road, that you'll call and order something. So I guess I'm planting the seeds for future business. It's like an advertisement in a magazine. You know, you plant that seed, you get the plant to grow, and hey, you might get a tomato by the end of the year, or you might not. But I believe in planting that seed and trying to relieve the problems that so many racers have, because everybody has tried to make nitrous a black magic, an art. Mm-hmm. You have to be a tuner, and you've got to know this. No, you don't. It's very basic stuff. To me, it's super simple, and most of the time I spend my time untraining people before I can put the good information in. And then sometimes I have to argue with people. They keep saying, well, okay, I got yours that way, but over here, this other company is telling me that. Okay, you can do my way or you can do their way. But if you do their way, you can't do my way. And if you don't do my way, I can't help you. I'm sorry. There are some tune-ups and there's some equipment out there that is not worth buying. And just because it's got the ruby red shoes and the high gloss dress and the slick hair and the pretty smelling, don't make it a good date.
All right, honey, you ain't got to keep bragging on it. I'm bragging on you today myself in another way. I just bragged on you about your service. You didn't answer that, and you're better than a thousand. Now, Ernie, I got a question I'm going to read to you, but I'm going to say before I read it to you, I ain't never had a line crack, split, or nothing, and I didn't know, Ernie, till I seen it myself, that you made your own line. I thought you just ordered the lines. I saw you make your own line. I had to say that because I'm going to read this next question, Ernie. It said, is there a nitrous line or hose that Ernie would highly recommend using? Spitting at the flare end of the hose is a headache. So now, Ernie, you can answer your question. You make your own. But go ahead. Answer your question.
I make my our own braided steel lines. Every one mm-hmm. of them, we use yellow brass ends. Yellow brass ends are 4 to 5 times more expensive than the cheap aluminum nuts, collars, and sleeves. And why do I do that? Well, because those cheap aluminum nuts on those lines break. They over-tighten. They're easy to strip out. Vibration will break them. And over the years, I just found out that yellow brass, it's self-lubricating. It's smooth threads. It's thicker. It's better. It doesn't fracture, vibration doesn't break it, and it's the vibrations you get, the brass absorbs the vibrations versus annealing and hardening the aluminum. And when that's what happens when you break an aluminum nut, it's not necessarily that you over-tightened it, it's just that the stress against an area caused it to fatigue just like you would if you bend a piece of wire. The brake seal that we use?
Don't the main thing of failure, Ernie, is that we over-tighten them, Ernie? Ain't that the main failure that we do normally is over-tightening?
Over-tightening is a major problem. Over-tightening is probably tied with not aligning the nut up with a fitting. Here again, we're going to get into comparing. If you got a kit that's got those blue fittings, the aluminum fittings, and you got a aluminum nut. Okay, the only thing that's basically going to cause them things to slide is the finish that's on them. So if you scar that finish, now when you put the aluminum on the aluminum at a slight angle, you can start it to cross thread. And then if you start tightening it on up, you pull the threads off, and then somebody gets an 8-inch wrench, and they grab it on a 7/16 nut and give it a pull. And then you just end up pulling the threads off of it. That's one of the over-tightening, misalignment, on a stainless steel line, improper flares. Those are the things that create problems. But the over-tightening is one of the majors. That in alignment. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Ernie, this is information, and you can give some good information, and whether you know it or not, you can put out some good information today. I know I done got 5 texts on. They glad. They said they don't know where me and you came up with this, and I want to let everybody know, me and Ernie ain't talked but one time, and that's when I called him. So we ain't practiced this in a show. It's just what it is. And when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing, because that's when you tell a lie when you got to remember. Ernie, if I came to you, Ernie, and said I needed a 10-inch long line, that needs you to make me a 10-inch long line, Ernie, how long would you make that line, Ernie, and why?
I'm going to ask you, do you need 10 inches from fitting to fitting, or do you need 10 inches overall? Because when you start figuring the length that you need, you've got to remember that you got nuts in there. So if you measure from the edge of a fitting to an edge of a fitting and you've got 10 inches, you're going to end up with a 10-inch from seat to seat. And then the nuts are going to actually, as you measure overall, you're going to end up with about 12 inches. But then when you put the nuts in place, it's going to pull you back down to your what you're wanting in the 10 inch. Now, you don't get absolute micrometer measurements. I mean, we're talking braided steel, Teflon core. When you cut it, when you fit it, the thicknesses of the fittings, you may end up plus or minus a quarter. But it's more than easy enough to put it in place because it does have that flex. But yeah, we could build any length that you want.
I'm a dummy, Ernie. That's why I asked you. Are you going to give me 10 inches? I want you to say you might give me maybe 11 or 11 and a half, something just so I got a little extra. That's what I'm looking for because I'm a dummy, Ernie. I just want 10 inches. And are you going to be small enough to give me a little bit more? No, I'm serious. Are you going to give me a little more or just you going to give me 10 inches? Because I might not know the measurement you just told me. That you know. So what you going to do for me? Because
well,
I ain't that small.
You get... Okay, you called in, you need a 10-inch line. Okay, that's telling me that's end-to-end. Now, if I sent you a 13-inch line, you're going to call me and go, I didn't order a 13-inch line. I wanted a 10-inch line.
Right. Okay, good report.
So
good
then
report.
You have to send it back to me, or I'm going to have to send you another one. If I made it 8.5 inches, you're going to say, well, it's too short. I wanted a 10-inch line. When people come in and they say, I need a line that's about 3.5 foot. Are you really sure you need 3.5 foot? So I'll pull out a piece and I'll measure it, pull it out, and hold it up. That's 3.5 foot. Oh, I don't need that much. Do you need 3 foot? Yeah, I'll measure it and show you. End up, they probably needed about 22 inches. If you're coming in, you know, measure your stuff. And here's an easy way to measure the length lines you need. Take a piece of wire. It doesn't matter what kind of wire. You can use string. Tape it to a fitting on that end and put you a mark and run it like you would run it. Just everything up and then put you another mark on it. Take it out of the car. Now put your tape measure on that string. Because you cannot take a tape measure and run it through the car and get it right. And tape measures aren't flexible enough, unless you have a cloth tape measure. But most people don't have that. A string or a wire works absolutely great. And then we can go, what are you going to put in there? Are you going to put in a quarter-turn valve and a filter, a purge? What do we need to do? Then we can add or subtract what we need from there. But if you need a little extra line, that's not a problem. Yeah, we just... You need 22 inches, 24 inches, not a problem, 25 inches. Back to you, sir.
You answered my question, man. You just asked it in layman's terms. That's what I'm saying. You will help me determine what I want because I really don't know what I want. If I do, I don't know what I know that I know. But good report, honey. That's what I was talking about. Now, Go ahead,
honey. I try to work with the customer. Right. I do get customers calling here. I need 8 of these, 6 of these, 4 of these. Okay, I'm going to send you 8, 6, and 4. The exact measurements you tell me. And if somebody calls and says, well, that's too long or that's too short, that's what you ordered because that's why we made them up. But, yeah, we work with you. We'll make sure it's right. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Ernie, I got my nitrous line that goes to my ball and all that stuff, and I'm out there feeling around, and I hit it on the battery, Ernie, and it sparked, and it put a burn mark in my nitrous line, Ernie. Is that line any good, or do I got to get a new one?
You got to get a new one. That line is absolute trash. We need to replace it because what you have done is you have rubbed the stainless steel on the outside against the positive, and it has grounded itself on that same braided steel down the line.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how many places it has grounded or put a burnt spot in there. Over the years, I have tried to fix those lines for people. It never works out. So if you spark your nitrous line, just stop what you're doing, pull it out, order a new one, put it in, throw that one away. Or if you just want to say, maybe I can use some of it later on, okay, that's fine. But to me, it's junk. Because if you rely on that line and it blows a hole later on, you know what's happened. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. The day it started out, the day, Ernie, it was a bright, sunny day, and I had my old car out of the garage, and I was out there working on it and fixing on it and had my valve covers off, adjusting my valves and everything, and I needed something from the parts store, so I jumped in my old truck and went to the parts store. Well, while I was at the parts store, Ernie, a storm came up. Now it done rained on my valve covers, done rained in my motor, done rained in my carburetor. What I got to do now, Ernie, to fix that, what I done did?
While you're at the parts store, go ahead and get you a can of WD-40.
Well, I didn't know what to get now. I'm
going
to
be well,
home now.
Okay. Well, on your way home, running this list in your mind, think to yourself, where is that can of WD-40? Or if you don't think you have one, you need to make a secondary stop and pick up a can. Mm. It's for sale everywhere. And get the big one. It saves you money. You can get it in the gallon jugs. It's like a gallon for like $10 or $12, and you can put it in a little spritzer, and it works just as good. But you get home, you go, ah, crap. Number one, cover everything up. Get up under the cover with it, and spray the WD-40 over everything. The carburetor, the motor.
I went under the cover, honey, so don't tell me to get under the cover, because if I covered it up, it wouldn't rain in it.
Well, I said the first thing to do is cover it up. Cover it up.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to stop more rain from getting in. Fluff it up, get up under there, and then spray it down with the WD-40, take the distributor cap off, spray it down, open up the carburetor, spray WD-40 in there, and I mean spray it in there. It ain't going to hurt anything. What we're looking for it to do is displace any water buildup that may have gotten into critical parts. If you think there's a problem, or let's say if it has rained really, really hard, one of those cow peeing on a flatbed rock type thing, pull the spark plugs out, spin the motor over. Like I say, you've got plenty of spray going down the carburetor, turn the motor over, get all that water pumped out of the cylinders. Do not attempt to spin that motor over with water in the cylinders. It will break the rod. It ain't worth that effort. You go, I don't want to pull the damn spark plugs. Okay, it's going to take you 20 minutes to pull the spark plugs. You need to look at them and see if they're fouled and got water on them anyhow. So pull them. Pump the cylinder. Get them dry. Look at your spark plugs. Spray them down with WD-40 if you're going to put them back in. And now let's just wait till it quits raining. You can go out there with your air hose, blow everything off real good. Put your spark plugs back in, a little gas in the carburetor, fire her up. Spin the car over.
What about my oil, Ernie? What about my oil, Ernie?
Normally, you're not going to get enough water in your engine to affect your oil unless you just come up with, like I say, just a gully washer. Now, if you had a glass over there and that was empty and you come over there and it's full, running over, we probably need to let it set overnight. Pull the plug on the drain plug, water and oil will not mix. The water will go to the bottom of the engine. Water will come out first. Let it come on out, and then a little bit of oil come out with it. When it's clean, put it back up. Fire the engine up. Let it build up good heat, and let it cool down. The water will burn out of the oil. Because the oil is going to get more than 212 degrees, and water boils at 212. That turns into steam. And if you've got a vacuum pump, that it'd be pulled through that. But you do have crankcase ventilation, and most of the time it'll go through that. If you do have a problem, when you pull the valve covers off the next time, you'll see a white paste or gum in the valve covers. Just wipe it down good. You know where it came from. It came from the time you forgot to cover the motor. Clean it back up, put it back on you. You're good to go. Back to you, sir.
Now, Ernie, I got a man just raised his hand up, the second smartest man in the world. Who am I talking about?
Oh, would that be flop? Oh, that would be flop.
You got it. You do it. You better
hurry, man. Hey, dog, don't do that. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Well, man, earn it about 100 today, man. Earn it about 100, man.
I know it.
You said flop.
I know it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ernie, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I got a question for you. I just heard you talking about that water displacement with WD-40, and I've heard this about moisture. What are the pros and cons of, like, putting a bowl of, baking soda or baking, baking soda, I think, like they do in the refrigerator, putting it inside the car next to the electronics or something. Just so I've heard, you know, some say that it'll draw the moisture to the baking soda as opposed to, you know, just if the car is sitting in like a cold or unheated garage or something.
My thing is that you're working in an area, let's say you're using that as a desiccant. A desiccant is something that's going to absorb the moisture. How much volume of baking soda or desiccant do you have versus the volume of air and water that's going to be moving in that area? You'd almost be better off with dry rice. But as soon as you open up the bag of dry rice, it's going to start absorbing the moisture, and all of a sudden it's no longer going to be that good for drying anything out. WD-40, you know, you spray it down, wipe it off, you can leave it alone. It's not affect the electrical in any way. It displaces the water. That's what it was designed for the military, water displacement. It's basically made out of fish oils. It's the only lubricant that is FDA approved on food services. You can drink WD-40. You may not like the taste of it, but it's not going to hurt you. So I would think more of going to the WD-40 other than a dry desiccant. And there's companies that have sold these bags you can put here and you can put there. Here again, you're better off, if you're going to do something like that, you'd be better off buying a small dehumidifier and putting it in the car, turning it on, and then running the drain hose outside the shop, because it's going to produce that much water that's creating your problem. You've got to get it to a point to where it's not going to affect your car. So a small dehumidifier would do you a whole lot better than anything else. Well, that's a long answer.
Okay.
Back to you, sir.
No, and I understood it. Appreciate you, Ernie. Appreciate it, dog.
All right. Back to you, dog. See, dog had to hit the one button. Sometimes he falls asleep.
Hey, oh, yeah, you're right. I was on mute, Ernie. You're right. I didn't want no noise. But Ernie, you're doing excellent today. I got to try to trip you up some kind of way. But I ain't gonna try to trip you up because this is a subject you don't like to talk about, Ernie. And this is about a progressor. But Ernie, you got a lot of background over there. This is about a progressor. Ernie, in this progressor series, what does the Hertz mean, Ernie? What does the Hertz mean in the progressor system? And you put all that noise.
You break the word. It's a cat. You know, I've been trying to squeeze its neck, and it just makes another noise. I pull its tail, it makes another noise. Hertz is a fancy word for cycles per second or cycles per minute. So what we're doing is how fast can we cycle a solenoid to a point that it no longer cycles, it locks on. Or you don't cycle it fast enough so it can't turn on. It's the presence of electricity versus the magnetic field of the coil lifting the piston. That's your cycle or Hertz.
Is that your answer, honey?
Back to you. Yes, sir.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
That's a perfect answer again, Ernie. That's a perfect answer. But guess what I found about, evidently the people weren't satisfied with, I ain't going to say the people, but some people call me and steal about that progressive, about me and Ernie always talking about progressives. And Ernie, I just realized why the people, somebody else called me from another company, said the progressive will work down at 15%. But guess why it don't work? Some people say it don't work below 22% or whatever. Guess why they say it don't work, Ernie? Can you tell me why they say it don't work?
Number one, we're going to have to look at what is the accuracy of the equipment that you're using.
Stop right there. I just want one word. Give me one word, Ernie. Because you're right about that, man. The equipment finna come into it. I just asked you the question. Them hurts,
quality.
Ernie. Them hurts. The hurts, Ernie. The hurts.
Well, the hurts are, you've got to have an oscilloscope to measure what progressor is putting out.
Let me tell you so you can brag on it.
Okay.
He said the reason people say they don't work below 15% and all that is because most people, they ain't say all, most people that got a progressor use the trash can solenoids. And he said the trash can solenoids, unless you doing it the hertz above 20 or 25 hertz, they don't work right. You have to do them. But they say they had a set of copier car solenoids, and they said they worked low or high and didn't beat up the center. So, Ernie, you're getting compliments all over the place that you don't know you're getting. And I ain't saying it just because it's copier car things now. I'm just telling you, what they told me.
Trash can solenoids are very well named. That's where they belong. A trash
Come
can
on, honey.
Solenoid.
Don't do it, honey.
A trash can solenoid is an industrial solenoid that is pilot duty. Now, what is pilot duty? Yeah, you got this big orifice in the center, but the pressure differential between the pressure on top of the piston and the empty nitrous line is called the delta pressure. The delta pressure is what seals the solenoid piston to the base, so it doesn't leak nitrous. The bigger the area of the orifice, the greater the delta P. Now, the only way you can make a big solenoid work is you have to make it pilot duty. Now, pilot duty, once the electricity is applied to the coil, the first thing it does is lift up a very little piston that has a hole drilled through it and grooves on the side so that when it lifts up, the pressure runs through there, balances the delta P out to the point that finally the piston will lift up into the coil. Now, I know that's technical, but that's what actually has to happen. And all this takes time. You're saying cycles, hertz. It takes hertz to make this movement. So you get into a situation, since it's not a direct lift, which all our solenoids are direct lift, did I tell you that they're neoprene seated and ours are Teflon cord seated? So we don't have a problem with beating our pistons out or seats out. You know, you could put them on a progressor and run them to where you just got tired of hearing them flutter. Not going to hurt them. What hurts our solenoid seats is when you leave the nitrous bottle load in the middle of the summer and the bottle pressure gets up 1600 PSI, and then it tries to extrude the piston, the Teflon in the piston through the orifice area. So direct lift versus pilot duty. It's like a micro switch versus a big old hand switch. Micro switch is going to be faster because it's quicker operating. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Flop, I'm coming back to you for a minute. Hey, Flop, are you there, Flop? Flop, are you there?
Yo, what's up, dog? Yeah.
Do you know what? You don't have a progressor, do you, Flop?
I do.
You don't want to say it. Okay.
Watch it,
well,
Flop.
Now, did you know that? Did you know that about the progressor? How people can make it work lower if they want to make it lower. If anybody on the phone knows any different, hit the one button. We just want to make sure we get it right. We don't want nobody to say we guiding somebody the wrong way. I'm just going by what somebody told me, and Ernie just answered it. But I didn't know nothing about that until they told me about them hurts. I didn't know nothing about it. But
okay, well, that's
hey, dog, I knew that. I knew that changing the hertz changed the cycle speed, but I didn't know in detail, like you said, changing them with trash can solenoids and whatnot, were the reason that some wouldn't work or any of that. So I'm learning too.
Mm-hmm.
But I did know about the hertz settings on it.
Okay. Now, Ernie, if I left my baller on and it messed up my solenoid, is my solenoid still under warranty if I forgot and left it on and messed it up like that, Ernie?
Yeah, we'll replace the piston for you. We will warn you. You know, this is due to overpressurization. You need to pay attention to what's going on. And the first time, we're going to replace it for you. Now, the second time, we're going to say, you know, this is not mechanical failure. This is abuse. And you may end up having to buy a piston. If you take to get to the piston, if you take the tower off, if you use the proper wrench, no problem. If you use a pair of pliers and it comes in and it's got plier marks on the tower, you're going to have to buy a tower. You know, we don't...
Mm-hmm.
If you destroy it, that's your fault. It's not the equipment's fault. But in this progressor thing, now that we've gone through this movement of the solenoid and how it operates, let's throw a wrench into the works. In between all this that's happening, you've got a relay in there that's turning that solenoid on and off. That relay has its own cycle or hertz variance. So now you've got two cycle and hertz working against each other, and which one is going to open and close first, and then that's where you start getting all these spreads into where a solenoid will open or stay open because the relay may not work as fast as the solenoid.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how big of a clapper you got. If you got a big 100-amp relay, it's got like the Ford starter relays and the constant duty relays, that's a big clapper. That's got a lot that it's got to pull in, a lot of movement it's got to make. Those are cycles. If you go to a solid-state relay, by the way, we have 100-amp solid-state relays in stock now. Whew, them things are trick. They're quick. There's no movement in them. It's solid-state. It says it's already on.
Mm-hmm.
The speed of your relay, the speed of your solenoid, all go into the cycle rate of what that progressor can do. And also, you got the electronics in the progressor. So, like I said, I've put them on oscilloscopes and watched all kind of variations of what's happening. And some of this stuff doesn't make sense. And also, when you're progressing a nitrous solenoid, you're turning it on and off, and that creates pulses in the nitrous. And as you get pulses in the nitrous flashes off from a liquid to a gas. The gaseous nitrous is 15,000 times more area than liquid. So as that expands out, you get this liquid pulse followed by bubbles, followed by another hit that all of a sudden now it's going to flash off faster until you get the rate fast enough that it doesn't transition from a liquid to a gas. And you're moving a whole column. Do you ever get true torque of what you're trying to build?
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, sir.
Okay, honey. You're doing excellent today, man. I just keep saying it because it's outstanding. I'm getting all kind of reviews back. All right, one last question before we get ready to get out of here. You got the warranty on the solenoid. Do you ever had any thought about anything, any warranty on the bottles, honey? Do we get any kind of warranty on the bottles or any exchange on them or something? Talk about the bottles, honey.
Bottles, God, we've never had a problem with a bottle. We've never had a problem with a bottle. I mean, let's back up.
Yeah, we did. We had a problem one time, honey. Yeah, we did.
The problem we've had with bottles is people heating bottles with torches.
No, we had one. You know, we had that leaking problem one time. You know what that leaking problem?
Yeah, but that was an O-ring.
Okay.
That was an O-ring failure, not a bottle failure. In fact, we ended up with some O-rings instead of being rounded edges with square edges, and they wouldn't seal properly, so they were in probably about 35, 40 bottles, and anybody that said that they had a leak between the bottle and the valve, we immediately sent them. If they said they had one bottle, we'd send them four or five O-rings. to make sure they never had that problem again. But the problem was a defective O-ring, not the bottle or the valve.
Okay. Good report. Good report.
And the reason why a teacher always puts me in the front is I always got an apple for her, and that way she's not sure if that's an apple in my pocket or just glad to see her.
Ernie, stay professional. Stay professional. There you go. You had to throw a joke. You had to throw that in there. But anyway, Ernie, I'm standing. We got 5 minutes to go in it, but I'm going to let you use your 5 minutes any way you want to. So you can go long-winded if you want. It's on you, big man. It's on you, big man.
Oh, man. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys. You know, this is 1,370th show. 1,370 hours of talking to y'all. That's a long time. I hope you've learned a lot. I've had fun doing it, and dog I know's had fun doing it. It's kind of like a cat and mouse game. Can y'all ask me a question that I can't give you a professional answer on? And, you know, 1,370 shows later, we're still waiting on that. Yeah, we've got a few will agree to disagrees, but, hey, you know, I try to tell you the truth no matter what. Some people don't like it, and some other manufacturers don't like it. And I'm finding out that some other manufacturers are starting to listen to the show, and they're going, dang, that makes sense, and they're changing their equipment. So it ain't that we've tried to hide secrets from them. I mean, I guess if you hide the secret in plain sight, they can't see it. So that's what we've been doing. We spend a lot of time R&D. And when we manufacture something, you know, we don't have 10,000 plates made in China and we bring them in. If you have that, you're stuck with cookie cutter stuff. You can never improve it. Because if you do improve it, now you got 9,000 plates that you can't use. We make our spray bars. We make our plates. And we do it because I know it's right when we do them. So if we can help you, you know, that's what I spend my life doing, is making y'all happy. Give me a call. I'll damn sure work with you on it and get you straight. So this is CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. Ernie at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Can't say you can't remember the phone number. You're trying to call about a nitrous problem. Well, let's call nitrous. Boy, if it was that easy on everything else. Good Lord Almighty. And don't forget Silverback Streams. I forgot Silverback Streams. Dog, I forgot Silverback Streams first thing in here.
No,
your IPTV needs.
As long as you get it before you leave, you're good to go, right?
It should always be out there. Over 8,000 channels now. Guys, I finally got mine up and running. I don't speak Portuguese, or I don't speak Indian or Italian or any of that stuff. I've got another one that's got about 3,000 channels, and heck, I ain't seen every one of them yet. If you have a TV and you want to get the best out of your service, if you want to watch pay-per-views, if you're wondering that race down in Florida, that race in South Georgia, order that 8,000 channel one. It's got the pay-per-views right there. It's got Flow Racing right there, and you can watch enough drag racing that you'll confuse yourself. So call Carol and them and get it taken care of. If you buy your own and you send it to them, I think it's they got a sale going on. It's somewhere around $90 to program it, send it back to you. And that's $90 for a year. That's $8 a month. You can't buy a pay-per-view, anything, for $8. Okay, you might get a Mickey Mouse show. Okay. Goofy and that crew. You might, yeah. All right, puppets. But you're not going to get racing. You're not going to get the things we really want to look at. So give Carol and them a call. Get you one ordered. Great Christmas present for the family. Think about that. Hanging on a tree like an ornament. Nobody would know what it was until you turn it on.
That's right.
That's right. Renegade Racing, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. Atwell Performance, Auto and Performance, over in Augusta, Georgia. Atwell's Auto at gmail.com. And, Dog, I'll let you give the phone number out, but they're at 3759 Mike Padgett Highway in Augusta. Give them a call. Great people. If you have a problem with them, call me. I'll get on their butt. FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance, and Lawyer Man. Thank you, Dog. Guys, y'all be good out there. Be safe. And we'll make it happen next week.
Okay, Ernie.
Lord
outstanding
in
show,
the rain don't rise.
Go back and listen to the show.
Sure.
That was an outstanding show today, so you be good, and we holler at you when we can, big man.
All right, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Nice. All right. Yeah, bro.
Lord, I need you as I travel through this land. Oh, yeah.
Church. Say amen. Brother D is still stuck up in this one of those days, I guess, but we know the Lord is still able. Brother Doc, I don't know if I have Brother Tim with me today. I got a little dose of bad news, and we'll discuss that later. But I want to run something by my sister and brothers real quick. You know, I ask you all the time, I say, I really want you to just read at least one verse and bring it to me. Bring it to us on the surface. And there's a verse in the Bible. There's a verse. In the Bible. Hold on now, hold on. Pay attention. There's a verse in the Bible. We just can't seem to get it right. And I just want to run that by my sister and brothers real quick.
What verse is it?
The Bible says that we should speak those things into existence. And a lot of people, I find in talking to people, I find that people have taken that verse and twisted it every which way but the right way. Well, I want to show you something, sisters and brothers. When you speak something into existence, you're putting it out in the world. And you got to wait to see how it come back. But for some reason, we have a tendency to think that we can speak our finance into existence, our health into existence. And that's mainly what I want to speak on right there real quick. Don't you know if I could speak health into existence, man would probably never get old. Man would never have a heart attack. Man would never have high blood pressure. And when I say man, we're speaking of male and female in this instance here. They would never have any of the illness that come our way. And if it did come our way, we would just simply speak them off of us. Well, I want to let you all know that old age is coming no matter what you speak. Sickness is coming your way no matter what you speak. There are going to be problems going to come your way no matter what you speak. So I need my brothers and sisters to go back and reread that verse again and ask the Lord to give you better understanding of it. Because you cannot speak sickness off of you. You can't speak old age off of you. These things are just going to happen. And there's nothing man can do about it. If I could speak things into existence, my mother would still be here today. If I could speak them into existence. It just don't work that way. Come on, T. I mean, if you got anything you want to add to that, T.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Debo, and I understand what you're saying, but, you know, when listening to what you're saying make a lot of sense, you know, verses has different meanings. Okay? Now, yeah, you can be sick. And you can say, I'm healed. Speak it out there. But you got to do it in faith for that to happen. But now, mind you, if a person is going to die, and that is God's will, this is their time, cannot speak past that because he's not going to allow them. Mind you.
Thank you.
Using your mom as an example is not the best example because think about it. Roberta was sick for a long time, but she were healed and she had faith in Bishop Anderson and she had faith to believe that God would heal her. And mind you, God turned around and healed her and gave her 30 more years on this earth. What we speak, we got to speak it in faith. But speaking silly things like, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be a millionaire, and all that crazy stuff, we have to be careful about that because you know what? If God gave you $1 million, you forget all about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because man, so conceited, so puffed up, that they forget all about God. They have his money now, and that's all they're concerned about. So some things you can speak in existence and some things you can't. And it depends on what you're trying to speak into existence. Now, you can speak, okay, you can speak like you need a car. And you can speak, Lord, I need a car, and I trust you, I'm going to get that car. You can tell people, God's going to give me a car.
Mm-hmm.
And that car may not show up for a year. But you got the faith, God's going to give me a car. God will give you that car, and you would pay so little for it, you know it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the heart, depends on what you're speaking, that we can, yeah, you're right. What you said was totally right. We can't speak everything that people try to speak into existence. Because
Amen.
When God say no, When God say no, when he put a block on that, you can kiss it goodbye.
Amen. Amen. But, like I said, you know, today.
God says no. Go ahead.
Well, like we said today, you know, it's just advertising. I heard Brother D said he got some bad news. I don't know what the bad news he was talking about. But we can do a prayer. I heard that Brother Tim had to go to the hospital, and we also need to do a prayer and everything for Randy, 6 Mile Randy's family. He lost his father this weekend. We want to do a prayer system about that, if you don't mind, Brother D. Even though we just at the appetizer, we're going to take time out to do that. Brother Tim had to go to the hospital, and Brother Randy lost his father. And so we're going to speak on that. And Sister Mary, you can, Brother D, or which one of y'all can get a prayer for the family on that, Brother D.
Amen, amen. Yes, we definitely want to keep our brother uplifted. Brother Randy, you all know him at 6 Mile. The Lord decided it was time for his father to come home and take his rest. Brother Randy is taking it well, but yet we know that that's a burden above all burdens.
Yes,
you lose a parent, a loved one. And I got a chance to speak to him today, and I find that his sister is taking it very hard. So I ask, as we pray today, that you all would keep his family in prayer. We know prayer as the key to the kingdom. We know God is a burden bearer, and he's a mind regulator. You just got to go to him. Amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. So at this time, we're going to whisper a word of prayer for our brother. Father God, we come to you this evening. Father, we stop by the throne of grace just to tell you once more again, we want to say thank you. Father, we want to thank you for all that you have done, all that you do, all that you just continuously do in our lives. Father, we want to come as an intercessor tonight for our brother, the racing world knew him at 6 Mile Randy. So we found out the other day that he saw fit to tell his father, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Come on home and take your rest.
Yes.
And Lord, we know that when we lose a loved one, sometimes it's kind of hard on us. It can be a burden above all burdens. It can be a pain that we just don't know how to deal with. But we know that you are a burden bearer. Father, we know you are a mind regulator. Father, we know that you're able to do all things but fail.
Yes.
Ask that you continue to bless this family, Lord. Not just our brother, but bless the family, Father. We heard through our brother that his sister is taking it very hard. We ask that you touch her heart right now. Let her know, Lord, that you make no mistakes. Let her know that all the pain and suffering that her father may have been going through, that he suffered no more.
Yeah.
That he hurt no more. Let her know, Lord, that you're able and that you're standing right back.
Yes.
And all she has to do is just reach up and say, Lord, I need you right now. And that you are a right now God. You are a prayer answering God. And we pray that you touch in a mighty way right now.
Yeah.
Lord, we love you, Lord.
Thank
place
you.
Place no one above you.
Thank
we know,
you,
Father, that you are God and God all by yourself. Pray that you heal this family right now. And as they prepare the lady father down to rest, Lord, pray that you would just hold your, just allow your loving arms to just engulf them, Lord, and hold them right now. Hold them close. Father, these blessing among many. We ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. And amen. Brother, God is truly on our side. He's on our side. In pain and suffering, he's on our side.
Amen.
Through death and trials and tribulations, he's on our side.
Amen.
You just need to get a relationship with the Lord, and you understand. Brother, back to you, my brother. Back to you. Brother Randy, we love you, brother.
Through the years, Spencer. Through the years, Clay. Through the years, Clay. Through the years, JoJo. Through the years, my cousin. Oh!
No
Well,
oh, I keep on calling.
Glory be to God.
Amen. While we're at it too, brother.
Some of these stones and take them in.
Exactly. Exactly. And also, I spoke to Brother Randy this morning. Also, his dad wasn't but 61 years old. So I'm looking at it like, good Lord,
young
I'm
man.
71. So I'm 10 years old. And he was 61 years old. But while we're doing it, Sister Mary, would you do a prayer for Brother Tim House and hope he gets better? He said he went to the hospital today. I don't know if he's still in there or not. I ain't talked to him lately. Do a prayer for Brother Tim House while this song is going on, and do a prayer just for this show, Sister Mary, if you don't mind.
Yes, I will, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, right now we lift Brother Tim up to you, dear God. Father God, we ask you to touch his body, God. Father God, for if we trust and have faith in you, God, Father God, no disease, no sickness, no anything can hold us down. Father God, and we ask you to bless him right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to heal his body, Father God. Father God, give him strength, Father God. Father God, anything to come up against him because of that COVID, Father God, we ask you to clean it, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, wash his body in the blood of the Lamb. Strengthen him.
Yes.
Touch him, God, right now, Father God. Father God, let him know all he needs is you, Father God. Father God, you told us that we just have a faith of a mustard seed. Father God, just that little faith, Father God, will heal him all by itself. Father God, we know you're able, dear God. Father God, we ask you to touch and heal him right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise your name, your holy name for it, God. Father God, you told us to just ask. Father God, you told us to ask in faith, believing, nothing wavering. Father God, and right now, Father God, I'm asking you to hear Brother Tim. Father God, I believe that it's already done. Father God, we thank you. We forever praise your holy name.
Yes.
Now, Father God, we ask you to bless the show, dear God. Father God, bless each and every one, Father God, that came out to hear your word, dear God. Father God, we ask you to bless Brother Dahl, Father God, and each show that he's sponsoring, Father God. Father God, touch it the more, touch him the more, Father God. Draw the people, God. Father God, let somebody be saved, God. Father God, let somebody have itchy ears to hear the words of God. Father God, we know you're able. Father God, open up the heart, Father God, that they will receive your word and they will receive you. Strengthen each and every one of his shows. Strengthen, Father God, the host and the co-host of all his shows, Father God. Open the ears of the hearers and let them receive, Father Father God, and let them get to know you and begin to search for you, dear God. Begin to thirst after you, dear God. Father God, for if we thirst after you, Father God, we will receive. Father God, for you said in your word, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Father God, and we thank you, God. Father God, we believe you, Father God. Father God, and I believe during this time, somebody will be saved. Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we ask you to bless the sick and the bereaved family all over, Father God. Father God, I was talking to Brother D earlier. We have had 4 funerals in our little hometown in Amory, Mississippi. Father God, bless, let the people understand you coming back. You coming back for your church, Father God, and people just dying everywhere, God. Father God, give the people of mine to be saved. Father God, let the people know that if they save and give their heart to you, give their bodies to you, God, give their minds, their soul to you, that they will receive eternal life. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I feel the,
thank you, Lord.
The
Lord,
I feel the presence.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel the presence.
Yes.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. With that said, guys, that's going to conclude our appetizer today with a little prayer in for our brothers. I want to thank Sister Mary and Brother D, as always, for coming in and doing what they do, man. Like I said, he's at work still. Sister Mary, she got family to take care of, but they take out of their time to come see it. And like I said, some of these times, these are good times for our holidays are good times, and it's coming up on Christmas, it's supposed to be a joyous time, but a lot of households is not as joyous as it used to be, because look at the households now, and every household out there, probably somebody missing from that household.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news, oh, what a Christmas. Baby's gone, I have no friends. You wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above. Yes, Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Yes, if y'all heard, Sister Mary said, sometimes listen to them songs, man. That song right there said, please come on for Christmas. I just think about it. Brother Ram. Randy, Brother Randy's father. Brother Randy's father that just passed. His birthday was Christmas. So is that going to be a happy time for him? Is it going to be a happy time for his family? Y'all better think about all the tragedy and all the loved ones we got that we don't speak to or don't get along with. We better put all those dislikes and everything aside, guys, and start back getting back to your family, because you never know when it's the last day you're going to be able to see them. Never know when it's the last day you'll be able to talk to them. Never know when it's the last day you might want to cuss them out. Sometimes cuss them out just to at least talk to them. So, like I said, Godspeed to Brother Randy and his family in his dark time. And just hope everything will be okay. Like I say, it's a cliche of all things we say, because we don't know what to say when somebody's passed away. We don't know how they take it or how they're going to take it. So all we can say is put your hands in the hands of the Lord. Prayer works. All right, guys. It's rough going from one end to the next, but I got to do what I got to do. So that's it for the prayer time or appetizer. Brother D and them will be on tomorrow, and they do what they do. We hope everything will be better. We hope better days are ahead of us. But me, being 71, I got less days behind me than I do in, let me see, I got less days in front of me than I did behind me. Whatever. Y'all know how that go. I'll be trying to do what I do, but I'll be doing what I do. So with that being said, let's go ahead and flip-flop this thing on. We're going to have a show tonight. We're going to have a couple of interesting discussions going on tonight. We will have a bad report. So with that being said, kid, if you out there, hit the one button to help me out as usual. If anybody out there got an announcement they want to make, you know this week is no guts, no glory. Everybody, there's somebody is one way or the other heading down to Orlando, Florida, or they got their marriage. Y'all, we on the couch. We are. Let us know what's going on. Make sure you're live feeding and all that. Yeah, it happens all the time. But we're going down to Orlando, Florida, Baldy and Smokes, no guts, no glory. They got a bunch of locked being racist. And I noticed everybody come out and say, where the 484 boys? Why they ain't locked in? The 484 boys are regular guys just like us, man. They grew and raised just like us. The 484 is a class, basically, where they get together. We need at least 4-8 of them jokers to get together. They don't have to go down to No Guts, No Glory to put on a show. 484 is just a class on their own. They got some bad boys in it. Yes, we want to see them, but they're not your everyday just go to every race. Now, you might have one or two of them there, but that don't mean they're going to bring their car. Talk to me, kid, about this 48. People don't understand 44 is a big class, basically, a no-time class that doesn't caught on fire. Talk to me, kid.
Yeah, it is. It is. What's happening, dog?
Amen to it, my brother. My brother, how you doing? Happy holidays.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Same to you. Same to you. Yep, I just kind of wish we could get something like that up here.
Yeah.
So a lot of these people in the Midwest could go to.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Flop your mic open, too, if you want to jump in here. We just saying, you know, this week is no guts, no glory. Now, I don't know Baller don't need to come on because we can't understand what he's saying. No way. But smoking, whenever anybody want to come on and talk about the no guts, no glory, they do it. They don't. We'll be in the house. I'll probably be heading on down that way Wednesday myself, make sure I get all the good action. They starting grudge racing Thursday. They already got grudge matches out for Thursday. Man, they got stuff going on, and man, all I got to say is there's some stuff going on. We got a guy over in Texas that's got, kid, did you know we got a guy in Texas that's pushing real hard on somebody over this way, that they bagging them up? You heard about anything about that, kid?
No, I haven't heard. I haven't heard.
Who you think I'm talking about over there in Texas that's threatening everybody? Who you think I'm talking about, kid?
You're going to have to be talking about Jesse James.
No, Jesse James ain't busting a grape. No, it ain't Jesse James. Jesse James ain't busting a grape. We got somebody that's somebody else. Keep on guessing, kid. There ain't too many people over in Texas now. We got somebody, well, they might. Yeah, they from Texas. They in Texas, man. They got people over here mad and backing up and hanging up the phone.
Yeah, you got Dre and them over there in Texas.
Man, come on. Dre ain't nothing but a clown. Come on, man. You're going from bad to worse.
Oh, man.
You're getting from bad to worse. Flop your mic over, help kid out, man. Anybody can help kid out. Somebody hit the one button to help kid. Kid went from bad to worse, man. Talking about Dre, man. Dre ain't busting grape with a sledgehammer, man. He can't throw fruit.
Oh, man.
He can't throw a grape in a damn fruit fight, man. Come on, man. Hold on. 731. 731. Oh, that's Nakia there. Nakia. Who I'm talking about, Nakia?
I'm going to help kid out. $7.
Oh, no, there it is. Oh, $7. Uh-oh. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki.
Hey, kid, in your word, kid, Silver Dollar Quan been bad acting, man. He been bad acting.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man.
Yeah. Now I don't want to get cussed out, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened, you know. The back line, sometimes they call me and sometimes they don't. They've been got a lot of action going on the back line. They ain't been calling me. They say I'm mad with them, but they don't call me. So, you know, I ain't finna big on that. But they was on the back line this morning. Now, this morning, a man come on the back line and holler one number and another big number. And they were saying it locked in. And one man said, okay, I'll call you back. Now, I stayed on the doggone back line for about 3 or 4 hours. And
still waiting on the phone call?
No service. They had no service. Yeah,
oh,
they still
man.
Didn't get it. So, hold on a minute. Let me see if this keep hitting this one button. It ain't going to send it. 910-9425.
A new tweet.
See, now, I ought to hang them up now. They keep hitting the one button and ain't saying them without letting them. No, I ain't going to hang them up. I'm going to be nice. 910-9425. Take your hand down before I kick you off the show and you can't get back on. You're from North Carolina. That's a North Carolina number. Let me open up one more time. They keep hitting the one button, kid. Now, they didn't hit about 4 times today. Let me see.
Here's what we learned happened behind closed doors in
now,
GMA.
That's
a conference call to staff. ABC
well,
News.
They was listening.
Really got...
They was listening. They
oh,
was
okay.
listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, kid, so I don't want to, you know, me, because I'm going to get jumped on anyway. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope this ain't them right here. Wheelchair, your line open. You got something you want to put out in wheelchair? Because I was just going to get some stuff started. Come on in there. Somebody on wheelchair line.
Somebody on wheelchair line.
The turnpike to him is down in Florida.
Oh,
yeah,
I got to get him on. I can't let y'all talk
man
about
coming.
It.
Look at man coming. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, what they said.
Hey, Ma, we on Ma?
Yeah, you on. You feel my hearing? Yeah, I'll just finna call you. Come on, cowboy. Come on,
dog. Oh, yeah, we listen.
I just want to make sure. Jamie, they said they still waiting on you to call back from this morning. They said your phone must have ran out of minutes, Jamie. I'm going to just tell you that's the bottom line.
Hey, dog, I don't care. I don't care about what they say, night say. They don't run nothing over here. I've been still looking for them. So, dog, I ain't got time. Dog. I'm going to work. And it's raised, we got raised a lot then. Ain't nobody say the damn thing, we're looking for corn. Man, I don't care about what them fake people say about TMR, man. They're going to hit on us anyway. So I don't care who's looking for us. We'll be down in Florida. Ain't nothing to talk about, dog. You can't be. It don't matter what you do around here, dog. They're going to have something to say whether you do is good or bad, dog. So that don't bother me. So they can keep looking. Tell them come down to our pits. We got VIP parking. Tell them we'll be parked right there on the right-hand side behind the concession stand.
Oh, shit.
That's right, dog.
Oh, shit.
That's right, home.
Oh, shit.
Right, VIP
oh, shit.
Parking.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now,
hey, dog.
What?
Yeah, but I'm in a bad mood, man. I got some bad news. One of these cars can't come. I'm in a bad mood, so I'm going to get off this show, dog, for a
second.
Come on, come out.
I'm I'm gonna say about day. It ain't no day. But I'm gonna just say when I said day, I meant the morning show when we was on this morning. And somebody said that you must have had some bad news because they said the day before that you was pissed through a swinging jug. But they said today you didn't want to hear nothing today. They must have got some bad news.
Yeah, but dog, the day had nothing to do with it. This just happened, dog. So I ain't got time for the morning show or whatever they say or this and that. Yeah, the morning show ain't got a damn thing locked in, so I ain't got a damn thing to do or say about a fucking morning show. They ain't got a damn thing locked in. So the best thing I'll do, dog, is hang up, dog. I see y'all down the
floor. Well, don't hang up yet, because this is what they said now. You know, I didn't want to say it, but, you know, I said it because, you know, I can't hold water.
Hey, dog.
Nah.
Hey, dog, but what I care about what they say, dog.
Well, okay, I still gotta let you tell you, Nick, so you can answer now. Now, I was on there this morning when they were talking to you this morning, and they said, you said, hold up, I gotta make a phone call. They said you ain't called back yet. Your phone ran out of minutes or what?
Oh, man.
No, dog. Hey, dog. This the thing, though, dog. This the thing, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, you know what I'm saying, people tell one side, don't tell it all. What the hell happened when the goddamn, when I called the first time to call Corn out? Did they tell you that, dog? Corn was on the phone. And Corn called and said he'll call right back and ain't heard from him. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Dog. People tell you
cool.
What
they want. Well, I need Danny Boy to explain this out. Danny Boy.
Ain't nothing to straighten. Ain't nothing to straighten, dog. I mean,
when they say one time you won't get on the phone,
When it first happened, Mac, it was on a Sunday. Dog. Mac said, hold on, I got a deposit waiting on you. Somebody needs you on the phone. So, dog, on Sunday last week, I said, well, ain't nobody looking for us. I get on the phone, and now, dog, I wasn't on the phone. Cowboy thing was on the phone. Now, they supposed to be looking for us. When they got us on and said who was looking for who, dog, I was DP ready, dog. So I don't understand about what these people talk about. They tell you what they want to fucking tell you, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Now, did they tell you that, dog? Was you on then, or did they tell you that?
I heard that, but I'm gonna take day out of it, and I'm just gonna say the morning show. The morning show said you came on there trying to be tough with that 2-on-20, and when you said 2-on-20,
Let me ask you something. Hold on, dog. When Mac said, hold on, let's get this lock in straight. I said it's a lock on my end at 5 o'clock Saturday, dog. What part of the morning didn't they understand?
What part of that they didn't understand?
I got a race already at 4 o'clock, dog. So what part of the morning show did they not understand that I said I'm 5 o'clock Saturday? It's a lock on my ear, dog. Silver dollar bus bruiser. But what the fuck I care about what lies they call and tell you, dog?
We've been getting one person on and one person ain't. Let me get the other person on so we can find out which one of y'all lying.
It don't matter now, dog.
Well, see, Danny, they put a bad word out on you. They say you backing up again.
I don't care. I need people to put everything out about me, dog. And they don't stop nothing, man. I don't care about what them people think about me, dog.
Jesus Christ, who is us?
No, I don't care about they. They the ones probably got not one lock in, dog.
Regardless of what, they're going to talk.
Hey, dog, I guarantee you they ain't got not one lock in. So they can kiss us where the sun don't shine, dog.
Oh, man.
They ain't got one lock in, dog.
How long is the whole day?
What time they race is. So basically,
I'll be wasting my time to get caught on. Ain't no use to stop getting him on
there. Dog, I'm gonna bust my ass for a month straight if I ain't got a problem with this goddamn car, dog. You think I want a goddamn? I ain't stumped by you, Corn, or nobody else right now, dog. I'm just being honest, dog.
I ain't asking you to stumped by me, man. I'm just saying, I get bits and pieces on it, and I put it together, so you know.
But
I didn't want to talk about it, let you know what they were saying.
Dog, when it comes, when it comes to TMR, I appreciate what you do and bring it back. You understand what I'm saying? But you mm-hmm. already know when you get bits and pieces about TMR, that shit's fake and false anyway. Yeah, Alpha, I'm going to tell you what they were, tell you to make it look like we doing something wrong, dog. So that's why I say I don't care about what Teach and Tom say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog, half of them people, half a day can't tell you shit what they call and tell. Half of what they called you and told you, they can't tell you that shit right now. Tell them to push the fucking one button and tell you that shit right now. That's what I want to hear.
I'm finna get him on there. I'm finna get him on there. You told me don't do it. I got to do what you tell me. You didn't finish your piece. Ain't no use to get him on there if you ain't finna lock nobody in. So I ain't lose me calling.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, we got reason locked there, dog. We got tell Day to get them locked
in.
I got seven rays locked in. But now, on the flip side of that, Silver Dollar got seven rays locked in, too. Hey, dog, on the flip side of that, I don't give a damn if he got 15. What they got to do with TMR? On the flip side,
that's my point. But that's my point, Jamie. You saying something, he saying the same shit. So what? He's not wanting me to race each other, whatever. He saying the same shit.
Hey, dog. All the boys down to dog. They initially started the ship. They called me and I said, let's lock in. They initially started, dog. Then 3-4 days later, you know what I'm saying? They went and test. I guess they felt good. Well, guess what, dog? When they called a lock up in, I scheduled a damn test session, dog.
Okay.
You got to get on here and explain to these people on here about why this and why that, dog. They're going to do them a lie anyway. But ain't they business of what's this and what's that. You should have locked in when they called us the first time. He had three or four representatives on there that could have locked that car in.
Right. Well, let me say this here just for the people that's listening today. The reason is because if y'all put it public and the public get it and hold to it, then it is. It's anybody's business then if you put it public.
Mm-hmm. I ain't saying it like that, dog. I don't give a damn if it hit public or not.
Whether it hit
public, that don't still mean the public gonna make me lock in.
Yeah, you right.
We called Quan last night to lock in, dog. He might got Quan on the phone.
Hey, dog. Cowboy, I got him the other day. I told Quan, I said, I got a race at 4 o'clock. He said, he got a race at 7 o'clock. I said, I do you 5 o'clock. I say, 2:20. So for the poor motherfuckers that got on there and talk about, I try to bluff them with money, that ain't got a damn thing to do with it. I know Quan will bet it, and we'll bet it. So I said, 5 o'clock, and that was that, dog. You got all the cheerleaders in the background talking about this. Slow down, Jen.
This morning, I was on there this morning. Technically, you didn't say you had a race at 4. You said, let me check first. You said, let me check. I think I got a race at 4.
Dog, I said I got a race at 4. Yes, I did, dog. Technically, I said I got a race at 4 because I know I got a race at 4.
No, he wanted to go at 5. No. He wanted to go at 5, and you wanted to go he wanted to go at 4, and you said 5,
dog,
and then somebody said 4 cutters.
Don't say I'm lying.
Just say I misheard. Don't call me a lot because I ain't got no reason to lie.
So you misheard me. You misheard me, dog. I said I had a race at 4 o'clock. But I don't want nobody putting them in my mouth. I said I had a race at 4 o'clock. He said he had, first off, he said he had a race at 7 o'clock. I said I got a race at 4 o'clock. I said I'll do you at 5 o'clock. It's a lock on my end. 2:20.
Okay.
And then he said something else. So I said, man, I told you what time I do you at the time I say I do you.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you got the other people on the morning show ain't got a damn thing to do with a lock-in. You know what I'm saying? Intervening in some shit they ain't got nothing to do with. So, dog, I ain't got to go through all that, dog.
Let me say one more thing. Now, all y'all people that was talking this morning, and he on the show now, and why y'all ain't in the one button to straighten this stuff out? So, Jamie on the show right now saying all this, if he says, hold on, let me finish, Jamie. If he's saying something wrong, Y'all should have been hit the one better. Somebody come on here and straighten it here. See, that's what's wrong now. Y'all would say one from on one show, but when you got both of them at the same time, one about a sudden. And every time Jamie come on a show, y'all do be bagging up now. Y'all scared of Jamie, just leave him alone. And if you
hey,
can't.
Dog. Hey, dog.
That's
dog,
what keep
dog.
The controversy
one thing about Jamie, Jamie could repeat the same thing what Jamie said this morning, 2 o'clock
mm-hmm.
the other day, 3 o'clock. It don't matter, dog. See, they get on here lying and all that shit there, dog, on the back line.
Let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one. Hold up, let me ask you one more question that I did hear now. Like I said, man, you don't know what I'm saying.
Hey, dog,
you said I'm going to call
you
back.
You just told me that 2 minutes ago. You going to ask me one more question,
no,
dog.
No,
how many more times you going to ask me?
I'm like Trick or Leak. Trick or Leak taught me that. I'm like, I got one more. Damn it. You did say you was going to, you did say.
Come on, dog.
You did, damn it, hold up. You did say you was going to call back, but you never called back, Jamie.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog, listen, man. Listen, dog. I got 50, just like Tony Bynes called me this morning. I said, Tony, I ain't got time to talk. I ain't got time to talk or play around on the morning show. Dog, this is serious business what I be doing, dog. I ain't got time to play when I ain't got time to play, dog. If, when I call mm-hmm. in, I got time to play. But, dog, I got 3-4 calls to get ready to go. I'm running behind. I done mm-hmm. spent months on the car. And I'm having problems. I don't got time to talk, dog. I got to get what I got to get done. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? So,
I
like Tony called mm-hmm. me. I said, Tony, I ain't got long, Tony. So I got on it and played with Tony a little bit. That was that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to say one more thing now. So before Trigger get on there and get cussed out. Jamie, I ain't never seen your hands, baby. So you ain't working on the car. You just loading them and unloading them, ain't you? Yeah, I ain't never seen you working on them.
Dog, I've been working, dog. I literally been working, dog. But right now, dog, when you just spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000, dog, and can't make it to the track, dog, man, you don't want to hear none of that, dog.
I feel you, man. That got doggone, man, something going on with one of them cars ain't working right. I said that this morning. So I feel you, baby. I feel you. All right. Trigger your mic over. Anybody want to talk to Jamie? He's working. Anybody got anything for TMR? Come on, kid.
Kid, that damn haircut, man. Where I feel right now, man. Damn haircut. Man. I'm ready to high driver, man. Drink me some. I'm ready to get to the bar, man.
Jamie, I need to do a trick. I got one more. But I heard you say you didn't want this problem, but they keep texting me saying, Kenny keeps saying.
I do not want you to pop a Smurf. I don't want that Monte Carlo, dog. I don't want to run that Monte Carlo.
Okay, now you see how smart I am.
You know, I see how smart I am, though. You see how smart I am now. You ain't even texted me that, but you see how smart I am.
Yeah.
I don't want no problem with Monte Carlo. So I get it right, you can start texting, dog, and I'm not running it, Kenny. I mean, y'all shouldn't have looked the way y'all look. I mean, I'm not no dumb man doing this now. I don't do this just to do it. You know what I'm saying? No. I mean, we gamble. We got money at this now. We ain't running for no monopoly money or no shootout or nothing like that. That's different. But Kenny,
well,
you want me to put up my own money and our team money? Hell no.
I've been knowing you since you've been in Dobbins now. And evidently you must be real mad. I know you will run for $100, you'll run for $25, you run for a steak sandwich or a barbecue sandwich. You went to 2 on 20. Did that mean you wanna hurt somebody, Jamie?
Oh, man.
I'm a show corn. That little silver dollar car, I ain't got no business playing in my face. See, dog, it's certain people that I just have to show they really ain't got no business playing in my face with them little cars like that, dog.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's just like Zaza. Hey, dog, certain people, you know, that's just like Jamal. You know what I'm saying? That's just like Hector. I've been told Hector we bought fitting on for him. And you see what we're doing? It got our foot on the neck.
Yeah.
Silver was down there in Stasia Lane Friday going.
Hey, Jamal, I was on mute laughing when you said that shit. Dog, he's supposed to plug out. He's supposed to be this
crazy,
man. Look here. I said, hold up. Everybody that has something to say to Jamie or talked about Jamie or got something they want to say, text me what you want to say. I ask him, and I swear I won't tell him who's in it. Cause y'all ain't let me just take over the show now.
Hey, dog, listen, though, dog. Listen, if you tell it, I already know where it's coming from, dog.
Well, I don't know come from. If y'all got anything y'all want to ask to me, text it to me, and on my head, we'll tell you who texted it to me.
Yeah, but Calvin, that's what I'm trying to tell you about. If it's coming from, dog, hey, dog, I'm smart enough to know the question you asking, dog. I bet you $100 I can damn near tell you who it's coming from, dog. I know these people, man. No, I study people. That's what you like a book, dog. You have to study people first.
Hold on, Jamie. I got one, Jamie. Hold on, Jamie. I got one. They say, is it true that Jamie has to be the one making the call outs to actually raise? Basically, what they're saying is, Jamie, if
now,
you don't
tell
do
Tate
it,
the great, tell Tate the Great to go to hell. Tell Tate the Great to go
damn
to hell.
I ain't calling no names.
Yeah,
I ain't about
Tate the Great to go to hell. Tell Tate the Great to go to hell. How about that? Tell Tate that Showtime was coming. Ain't no other big calls was coming. So when Donnie called and said he had a problem, so we off the race. So Showtime ain't coming.
Get another text.
I mean, Showtime was locked in to come. So
now, hold on,
ain't coming there.
There's
no other big calls
Jamie,
coming.
You are, hold on, Jamie. Hold on, you told me this got another message. Now, I know this is a lie. Because
This ain't your time to talk, man. Dog got me on the interview right now. Go ahead, dog.
No, fuck that. No, because I don't like that. I don't like what you just did, sir. You know motherfucking well, I ain't sending no indirect message to somebody else to get to you. I will come off mute and act tell you my motherfucking self. I ain't sent no motherfucking text.
All right, chew your food up, man, and go back to mute. Chew your food up, go back to mute. Find your race.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go ahead, dog.
Don't piss me the fuck off.
Damn.
I ain't got nothing to race you with down there in Florida, so you ain't got to look our way. You ain't got to come to my trailer, the bar, no tie shine, or none of that, because I ain't got nothing
man
to lock you in with. So, good day.
Damn, you ain't bringing backstabber?
For what,
Tate?
Tate, I've been – listen, Tate. When we left Valdosta, I tried to get everybody to lock in. Tried to lock in Baby Dad. Tried to lock in Jesse J. This and that.
Mm-hmm.
Tate, after I figured out that PRI, all them tuners, them badass tuners ain't going to be there, and all them guys weren't bringing their calls, Tate, we focus on bringing other calls, Tate. So, no, backstabber not coming. What else you want to know?
Well, I just – you know what I'm saying? I'll tell you, I just got my motor back, so.
I understand that. I'm glad you did. I see you down there, Tate. Make sure you get a lot of make sure you buy you some Tashine. Stop at the store, get you some Tashine and some damn
Tate.
That's all you're going to be doing down there.
You know?
No problem.
No problem.
No problem,
man. Go ahead.
Y'all do your all right, thing. Now go ahead, dog. I'm out here in the rain getting soaking wet, but I got to go ahead and help the boat out.
Hey, I know you already said this, MJ, but they did send the question in, and it's a dumb ass question. Well, I ain't going to say it's a dumb question. I take that back. They said, is Jamie scared of corn?
How the hell I'm scared of corn? I'm going to beat the shit out of corn. What is it to be scared of corn about? I'm going to beat the shit out of corn. Corn trying to get some get back from Trigger Man. What the hell I'm scared of corn?
Oh, man, not the get back.
I'm just asking.
Hey, dog. Can I ask them a question? Hey, dog. Hold on.
Yeah.
Can I ask them a question? Who just texted you that?
Yeah, they
what
ain't.
Makes
yeah,
you
go ahead. They ain't.
What y'all think I'm scared of corn? What has corn done to make what, you know what I'm saying, what car he got that he drive that I can't get in a car in TMR to whip his ass with? What make y'all think I'm scared of corn?
I just got the answer back, but Jamie, you already done said it.
Hey, Jamie, they're just trying to get you to lock in.
Hold on.
Okay,
Kyle,
hold on. You right, Cowboy, right? Hold on, Cowboy, right? They said that's exactly what he just said. He said, y'all unlocked in, and you came at him, and you hung up. That's exactly what he said. That's what Cowboy just said. So you asking it, but I got to – you said –
Hey, dog, they got good knees, but they ain't got good ears. They might have good knees, but they ain't got good ears. Didn't I just say when Matt called me on the morning show, said Corn looking for us, and I said, let's lock in? So They got good knees, but they need good ears at the same time. You got to have good knees and good ears.
Right.
Back to you, dog.
Right.
Yeah, now back to you, dog.
Hold on, let me see.
I'm like, back to you. And then, so, Jamie, you also told me to lock in a certain time. They didn't want to lock in. So,
man, Cap, how you scared?
Exactly, dog. Cap, I just want to know why they, you know what I'm saying, by them listening, what make them think we scared.
Now tell them to get them some lock-in raids. We good. We ain't locked in no more raids till we get to Florida.
Yeah, we ain't got to have no all these races locked in. Half of them races all locked in. They ain't going to get off no damn way. So we're going to be there. Hey, y'all think we're coming there to go swimming?
Night-night.
Yeah.
Ain't going to night-night. You have a sleep at night.
Hey, dog, this is the thing, though. This is my thing, though. Why don't them people that's asking these questions send you some questions like, man, why Tate ain't got nobody locked in? Why 901 ain't got nobody locked in? Why such and such ain't got nobody locked in? Why you don't ask them kind of questions, dog?
I can ask the one game. You know, Tate just not got his motor. His motor in plastic. He might not even have it in his own possession.
I understand that. I'm just using Tate as an example. I'm using him as an example, dog. I'm just using him as an example.
Good report.
Why are they not asking that, though, dog?
Anybody send me a question, I will not tell him who said it. I will not reveal who said it. Anybody who send me a question.
Yeah, but, dog, look,
Hold on, if I got a question, just be cool, Cal. That's my point. He always want to be the initiator.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, they need to worry about what they want to be. They need to try to be something. And don't worry about what I'm trying to be. Hey, dog, don't we get racist, dog? Ain't we been racist by being an initiator?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So what the hell that stopped?
Yes, sir.
That ain't stopping nothing.
Yes, sir.
Next question.
Yes,
next
sir.
Question.
Let me tell you, Cowboy. See, Cowboy, sometimes you don't have to answer stuff, but when people get out here, you got to show them sometimes who really is the doggone scared joker. Sometimes you have to show them.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dog, look like the one that's laughing right here.
If they can't answer themselves, I wouldn't want to show them. If they can't be a man after themselves, I wouldn't want to show them.
Yeah. Hey, dog, like Bobby Cole, why they asking why Bobby Cole got a Why they ask why Big Lloyd ain't got no race locked in? Why they should be asking questions like that, dog. You can ask what you want to ask, and you can answer if you want to answer. But I'm just saying, though. I mean,
Jamie, I don't know what it is. Somebody just definitely want to say you scared of corn. I don't know why they keep asking me the same question. You done answered it 3 times. They keep telling me the same thing.
Let me tell them. I'm scared.
Hold on, Jamie. 832-7731. I just opened your mic up. If you got all that noise, you better put your phone on mute. I'm cutting you out today if you hear all that noise back there. Come on, Jamie.
Hey, dog, let me answer, dog. So you won't get that other tick, so you get another tick. Yes, I'm scared of corn.
Okay, so now they ain't got to worry about it no more.
Yeah, they ain't got to worry about that.
I got the
answer. Yeah.
832-7731. You got some? That ain't on a great number. 832. And whoever got that grinding dog,
They won't knock you out, Jamie. You the champ. You grow right side of the year. They won't knock your head off. It's Christmas time.
I understand that. But when Quan first called us out, we obliged him. We didn't deny we obliged him. I don't understand what part of this y'all missing, man. Hey, dog, can you tell Matt to come to the Rocket, please, where he can show
me? No, Matt don't talk on the show yet.
Same to me. Both of them got a lot of goddamn races. Both of them tried to race each other. Both of them didn't. Neither one of them got it off when they asked the race. But ain't no telling what might happen after they knock some motherfucker
yes,
heads
sir.
Off down there at the race. Ain't
right, 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 right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Bobby Cole, who I'm doing, since you're speaking up, Bobby, and you did speak the truth, okay, you was on the phone. Who initially called and said they want to lock Boozer in? Who was the first one to call?
I wasn't on.
No, no, no. Last Sunday you was on. Last Sunday when this first happened. Last Sunday I was in bed. I just got back from Michigan. I was tired, sleeping. And I thought Matt was finna. Matter of fact, that might have been Thanksgiving or something. I don't know. Yeah, that was Thanksgiving Day. I thought Matt was finna invite me to Thanksgiving dinner. He come out somebody.
They call you. They call you first, Jamie. They call you first. But they call you first.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So the people can stop texting you, dog, talking about we scared of calling. We said let's lock in. Nothing to talk about. But dog, that's all you had to get us on for, dog. I'm about to go get me a drink, dog. I got to. Dog, you want me to meet at a Mexican restaurant, dog? I swear, I need somebody to talk to. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Bobby,
I'll meet you there.
No. You need to be on here trying to find you a lock in. That's what you need to do. Meet us in the staging lane. With a lock in. That was you. Bobby, I mean, dog, can you meet me at Messi restaurant, dog? I ain't gonna tell you no lie, dog. I'm gonna leave that tag right on that bar. Bobby, boy, you come out somebody feel like, man, somebody shot me in the head, man. I swear for God, man. It's the part that people don't. It's the part that people don't see, man. I got to carry the bad news to the owner. About
it must be
man.
Something bad, though. It must be something bad, cause I ain't want to brag on my little buddy, but my little buddy will stick anything. So if any of that, it must be some devastating stuff. If the little man can't fix it, you know, if his mechanic can't fix it, it must be some bad stuff.
I mean, we didn't. I done ordered parts to fix it and something else, man. It just,
Boy, it gotta be bad.
Hey dog, let me tell you, I like to hand it to the smoke today. Smoke to my call. Hey man, you want these spots? I want to tell. I just smoke. I'm all these all the what car coming and what car?
Smoke, 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 hey, smoke, 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 smoke,
smoke, smoke, listen, man, smoke, like I said, I just sent the money today to smoke. Now, the money that I done sent there for the car, it can't even make it, man. You know what I'm saying? Smoke worried me by the damn.
the most part, goddamn.
Hey, dog, now, Bobby, now I got another $250, man. Go. That's my 10, that's 10, 250, man. Go. I mean, gone, man.
Don't pull in the game trying to get none squared away because they all going to be gone. All right, man. Fuck
you. I would tell Smoke, man. Bother me, man. I know what I got to do, man. Oh, boy. I'm going to say, Smoke, you give me a refund?
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, man.
Even went to goddamn Kentucky, they got goddamn it about 200, 300 pieces of chicken. They getting everybody a chicken box full in the gate.
Hey, come on, Bobby.
Hey.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Just fed Ricky. He pulled in the gate. Ricky down there eating and drinking rum or some shit.
Ricky gonna be drunk, folks. He ain't gonna be no good. They already out there, Bobby.
Soon he got off the goddamn turnpike, he went to the little whiskey store.
I'm always good, goddamn it.
what's that? Did you tell the lady you want some blue top? I got
a little Captain Morgan rum and a little Crown Royal and some water, and I got a couple of IV packs, shit like that.
Alcoholic.
If you get one of them girls down there, Ricky, save them for me, Ricky. I need me a white woman this weekend.
That's a $40
holler. Is that Daddy Boy?
What's happening? Yes, sir.
Why y'all ain't come over here and say that Big Mouth gave me out, man? Why y'all ain't come say that Big Mouth gave me out, man?
Man, I never thought a day that Jamie would let Quan have him shaking like a goddamn leaf on a tree in October.
Oh, man, don't get Jamie back on here hollering and cussing and shit.
That motherfucker shaking like a leaf on the tree in the, when the March wind.
But see, that's a perception, Ricky. That's a perception. That's why they kept asking. They said Jamie's scared of Quan. I know that's a lot of.
Oh, that's Jamie's going to get his ass.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Well, right. Quan won't forget back. He beat Quan. He beat Quan about 7 years ago.
Hey, I told y'all the background noise tonight. If y'all keep that background noise tonight, I ain't going to mute your phone. I'm going to cut you off. I'm asking you to get that noise out of here while we ain't in free fall right now. I beg you to get the noise out of here, please. If you ain't talking, just mute your phone, guys.
Quan want his ass right now.
R-A-T.
Yeah.
Now. Right now.
Hey, also, I just want to throw this in there real quick. The event T-shirts this year for No Guts, No Glory look really good.
They must be really good. Ricky, they must be
T-shirts and
hoodies. Are they paying you to advertise? Are they paying you to advertise or something?
Yeah, he said he might as well pay me since you won't do work and shit for him.
No, he can say what he wanted. If he can't come on here and talk for himself, don't pay me like that, because I just called for him and he ain't came on here.
Oh.
So I don't want to hear that. Y'all almost made me cuss me.
I know.
He's almost made me cuss.
Man, he's fine.
Okay.
Oh, he thanks the world.
And I'm already pissed off too. Anytime they tagging people on Facebook, I ain't seen my name nowhere, so I can share the thing. So I ain't sitting running nobody page to find it. Now when I find one that I can share, I'll share it. But they don't even put me in the share thing. They don't even put me in the announcements and stuff.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I know. All the posts on there, I don't even be tagged in none of them. But they ain't no big deal. They don't have to, though. Because, like I said, I don't get paid to do that, but that was just some extra.
I'll make sure to get you tagged in post if you'll tell Tony Bynes to quit tagging me and all his bullshit.
Tony Bynes won't even accept my friend request for the hell with you and him. On that, Tony, I done sent him a friend four times, and he ain't accepting that one of them yet. So the hell with Tony Bynes.
That's the biggest attention whore I ever seen in my life.
That is absolutely 100% fact. But anyway, if y'all through with that part of it, Trick or Leak, I'm glad you're here tonight. I got a question that somebody sent me a question for Trick or Leak. Believe it or not, they specifically said, dog, I listen to your show. I like the portion you have on everything, and I need that lady that be talking. And he didn't know how to say her name. And he said, I want to ask her a question, and it's for real. Now, it seemed like a dumb question, but it seemed like a question for a man, but she showed me one day. Trick, are you ready for the question?
I am.
This man sent me a question.
Man.
Well, okay. Yeah, I hear that background noise again. See, what I'm going to start doing is not telling y'all I hear it, and when I find it, I'm going to cut you off. Because it's immature, and we all grown people on there. All you got to do is mute your phone, guys. Why can't you just mute your phone when you come on if you're not going to talk? Please, just mute your phone. Now, if you wanted to guess and you got to speak and you got noise in the background, let us know you got to be. I know. But all this noise in the background for grown-ass men ain't necessary. We've been saying this shit for 10 years, and y'all still do the same dumb shit every damn show. All right, Trigger, here go the question, Trigger. And I don't know why he want to ask you, but he specifically said ask you. How can you watch your wife and your woman? How can you watch your wife and your woman? That's the question.
Because I don't know.
Anybody want to answer that?
I don't think I can answer that.
Can you? Anybody? Body cold? Anybody? The guy's serious now.
Get you a $5.
Well, now. Let me tell you the correct thing. Let me tell you the correct answer. Then y'all can say what you want to. But somebody did ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't answer because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But if I answer the question,
I know the answer.
If you got a wife, you shouldn't have no damn woman on the side.
His feelings already hurt. You can't hurt him. His feelings already hurt.
Come on, Flop. Come on, Block.
Hey, Doc, you can make your woman your wife.
Well, then, okay, Flop. That's,
I like that.
That's a solution.
You watch that, Volcom.
But that's a solution. Hold up. That's a solution. But evidently, he already got his wife and a woman, though. He tried to watch both of them, evidently. And he told me to ask Trigger, how can you watch your woman and your wife?
Just hire him a private eye.
Hey, dog, y'all finna be missing. He trying to imply that Trika is someone's wife and someone's woman?
Well, no,
I am.
He said he wanted a woman.
I am. He ain't got to imply. I am. Flop. What the hell wrong with you? I am.
He said he wanted a woman's perspective. I asked him all that, Flop, you know. I asked him all that. Just what you said there, Flop.
I'm a woman and a wife.
Hey, Trika, sit your hot ass down. I'm really defending your motherfucking honor. And you looking for a reason to snap off.
Hey,
well, I can tell you.
No,
I'm
you know
so
I am, Flop. I'm a woman and a wife.
The last 3 or 4
you
days.
You know I'm a woman.
No.
Flop, why are you jumping on Trika, Flop?
It's not point.
That's proper.
Dog. Trika came when she said, what the hell are you talking about? And the way she said it, you ain't got to snap. Trick of my brother,
right,
man.
I'm really trying to shoot this motherfucker.
Y'all get out of my subject, guys. I told y'all, I got another good answer, Flop. It says, if you got to watch either, they're not yours. If you got to watch either, they're not yours. Hmm.
Oh. Right. That's a real good one there.
Oh.
I mean, let me say this here. Let me put it in perspective. Now, we joking and laughing, but now if somebody got the nerve or the gumption to ask a question and know somebody's going to ask it on a national show, they might need help for real, so we might not be playing with it because they might be serious. You know, we might be keeping
they
somebody
might
from
be serious. They come on here and ask. Right.
Yeah. But we ain't gonna laugh at them.
But to be for real with your dog, people can say all the time, if you got a wife, if you got a watcher, you don't need her. But 90% of men, they got a wife, they got a little bit of swag and a little bit of in her, you know, they gonna watch her.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You better.
Mm-hmm.
If your wife ain't got
you ain't
watching her.
Well, hey, Flop, go ahead, Flop. I got something to say about that right quick. Go ahead, Flop. You got something to say, Flop?
I was just going to say, you know the next motherfucking man watching it. You better watch it.
You better watch it.
Okay, that's what I – all right, that's my point. That was my next question to y'all as a panel. I'm just talking in general. If you got a good-looking woman that wears some revealing clothes or got a nice bust or a nice butt or something, you know guys going to be looking at her and shoot at her, I mean, what do you expect? Who wants something that nobody else wants?
Exactly. And if she ain't worth watching, then, babe, you need to do something with that. You got to switch up or so. Because my husband watched women.
All,
he looked at other women, you know. But I know what I got. Ain't worried about it. You can look all
but
day.
But it's all in respect and the comfort level of your mate, too.
Right.
Whatever your mate's comfortable
but that's,
with,
but
then,
that's
you
just
know.
The crazy thing to say. If she your wife, you ain't got no business watching her.
So, Flop, can you say Flop don't matter? Now, no matter how ugly your wife might be, your girlfriend or whatever, that somebody else want her to, can you really say that?
Hell yeah.
Can I say what?
I'm just saying, is that a thing? No, what I'm saying is every woman or every woman out there, somebody else want her. If you got her, don't care if she ugly or whatever, somebody else might be looking at her or want her to. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Definitely.
They could be
ugly.
They could be
in the way. Hey, you know pride get in the way though, dog, and egos and shit. And I ain't gonna tell Skin that I'm looking at Trika because he might say, "Man, Trika ain't cute at all, or she ain't fine." Or something.
Right.
I'm thinking, I don't know what the fuck you see, but she a gold man to me, and da 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 da. So you know, I ain't gonna tell him that, but she hell yeah. Everybody.
But y'all think about it though, dog. Think about it like this,
dog.
Like, everybody wants somebody. You might be real pretty in the face, and you ain't got a lick of body. You ain't got nothing worth looking at to be appealing but your face. You know what I'm saying? You can have an ugly face, but, boy, your butt might be big. You may have some nice, a thin waist with some nice back shots. I mean, like, you know, you got to pay people. You got to watch out now.
You got some men out here gonna stick their thing in anything. They don't care what it looks like. They just want it.
Yeah.
The Temptation made a song years ago. Beauty's only skin deep.
Yeah.
Body, I ain't closed nobody's body. Whatever line y'all was on, I ain't closed nobody's mic. What's up, bro?
Yeah. If you ain't, I don't know, man.
How can you get on? You late. Go ahead, Kitty. I'll talk. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Well, call me. If they some of my people, call me. If you ain't none of my people, you ain't got my number. Don't worry about it. But yeah, kid, I remember you say beauty is skin deep. Men don't care. They want skin. They ain't trying to go no deeper than what skin is. They don't know what they don't care what
life. But they don't
scratch your you on. Yeah. Bro, you've been out there, and you better be somebody on your land, brother. You better not be on there talking. I told you not to hit that one, but somebody on Brother D-Land?
Not so hard and your soul and your spirit nowadays. No. Man, they just want something real quick to get off.
Hello? Girl, did I just say you off? Did I just say that?
I was getting on the line, dog. I just came back. I just want to say this real quick. Young man asked a question about a woman and his wife, and somehow it just drifts down to the look of a woman. But love, that's a foreign word. It'll make ugly look good to you. It really will. If a woman care about you and you care about her, it'll make ugly look real good to you. As far as him watching his woman and his wife, I heard a few things about if she's fine and she isn't that, you got to watch. If you got to watch her, you don't need her.
Brother D, let me ask you a question. Stop going so deep. Stop going so deep. We on the surface.
Hold on, man. This is my show, boy. Hold on, man. Let me change. We got to look at her and watch her in a two-headed coin. Is he watching her to admire? He watching her to see who's going to say something to her. If you're not afraid of someone saying something to your wife or your woman, as he said, you don't even. But you guess,
yeah. I don't think he meant it in that aspect. I took it as watching his woman and his wife, watching the both of them. I didn't take it as being scared. I took it as how you keep your eye on the two. You got to go home and lay down at night. Your woman can't go home with you and your wife.
Right.
So how you gonna keep an eye on her when you at home with you? Yeah. How you gonna keep an eye on your woman when you at home with your wife? That's
what
I
applied. Yeah. That's what it was.
That's fucked.
Hold on. Yeah. So evidently, if somebody asked that question, he must be having some idea that one of them or the other cheating or something when he asked that question.
That person may be cheating and confused. He worried about his wife while he with his woman. He worried about his woman when he with his wife.
Let me tell you what may have happened, Flop. What may have happened, Flop, is when he used to go with his woman, his wife used to call all the time, looking for him and wanting him to come home and where you at and what you doing and now she doesn't stop.
when you go with your woman, your wife doesn't stop. Okay, Tricky, look at it like this now. What if he took his woman that he was messing around with on his wife and now he done made her his wife? What you did to her, you do to me.
So I'll say it again, like I knew him. I ain't always.
Man, these women don't believe that. These women don't believe that. That's why they do
like
it,
that.
Brother D.
Hold
these
on,
women don't believe
hold
that, man.
Please.
They believe they got. They believe they're
like
just
that
good, man. They believe
they're
just that
they,
good.
They believe. You're right. You're right. They don't believe it until they become the wife. Once they become the wife, then all that changes. So I'm gonna say again. I got
so
to say it always right. It's never wrong. If you got to watch her like that, you don't have another way. You don't either.
If a woman is cheating with a man that married, and she turn around and marry him, she's a damnest fool since a white mama knew.
Say it one more time. She got to be
you
the dumbest.
You rid of both of them. You have to watch
how
either one.
How many women do that?
They always do.
They always do.
It happens every day. It happens every day.
I know it happened, but how many of y'all know them been married four or five times? Three, four, five times. So if a motherfucker cheating when you got them, plus they don't come at you. That motherfucker gonna cheat on you too. That's a rotten motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You say it again. He's just rotten. All right? Yep.
What men don't cheat?
I don't know. Oh, Lord. Cheater, y'all
cheat.
Go with that.
Cheaters cheat. That's what cheaters do. They cheat. Cheaters cheat. And ain't no need of trying to watch no goddamn woman. This is what you do. You get a motherfucking woman and you make her yours. You tell that motherfucker, I'm going to give you everything your heart desires. When you get so you don't appreciate it, I'm going to give it to somebody else. You won't have no goddamn problem.
Damn right. You got to take a chance.
Get rid of both of them and say it about.
They ain't keep me in the closet.
Whoop that money out
that can backfire.
Say what,
Pondo?
Say what,
whatever you get to where you can't afford to give it to her.
Hold on, y'all. I heard somebody say, that's why you supposed to do what?
You supposed to whoop that ass, and that way it won't be no cheating.
That's why you by yourself.
Crazy little mama.
See, there again, you didn't whoop to get rid of.
Who you finna whoop
your ass off?
You just gonna make
it.
You just gonna make
it.
You just gonna make
it.
Hey, dog.
Make her
smile. Hold on. That's right. A.D., what you gonna do, you gonna make her be a better cheater. Because she ain't trying to get no ass whooped.
Right.
My thing, Daddy, was this. I didn't whoop her to get with her. Well, I got to whoop her to keep her.
A motherfucker told me one time, though. A motherfucker playing on one dude, though, fucking his mother off, and then she did. He got to run across the ass.
Whoop that ass. Whoop his money. Then the Daddy boy say he wasn't whooping her. He was whooping his money.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Say,
now you want me to be ugly? Now you want me to be you going to beat me till I'm ugly?
Money.
What you going
to do? Trigger.
You can't beat
that
out of me.
If I'm spending my money on you and you supposed to be my gal and you go out and fuck over me, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. I'm going to make you goddamn think
that's why you got to make sure you make enough money that it won't hurt that bad.
Yeah. Well, it's going to hurt because you fuck over me.
Well,
that shit ain't going to damn hurt.
Dre, what you going to do when you serve another 20 or 30 years in jail? Who going to whoop all of them?
Damn right, because you still going for me.
And she's still out there getting that pussy to somebody else.
Who going to whoop all of them?
Your big extra dog behind here, somebody, you got a felony right off the top, man. I'm getting it to you.
Hey.
And I'm going to show up to the court here. I'm going to show up to the court here and say, I ain't got to be there.
Let me tell you something that I know from experience, and it's always the truth. If you beat a woman just because you think she's cheating and she's cheating, that's going to make it worse.
That's why when I...
You ain't got no business beating a woman. You don't have no business putting your hand on her nowhere. The man she's cheating with, Drake, they're going to do you, Drake.
You cannot be putting your hands on these women.
Ain't no law in the world where it say I can't whoop my woman's ass if she's fucking over me.
Right.
I bet it is a law.
This man is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
This man crazy.
Don't that think of
talk.
That man is stupid. He ain't crazy. He's stupid with that.
You don't own no fucking body, Dre. You don't own no fucking body,
right,
man. What the hell?
Why, Dre, only saying that shit because he only makes $300 a week, so if he get a bitch $100, he done killed himself. He can't even pay his mortgage and shit. That's why he said that shit. No teeth having ass bitch. No teeth having little motherfucker.
Now, Dre, you bitch ass. Don't do that. Your black kidney having motherfucker, you fucked up. Don't worry about your body. Get that dick off y'all, nigga. Hey, Dre, somebody text me, say tell Dre if he beat that horse. I didn't cut that out. I told y'all we wasn't finna go into that all the way wild yet. I'm finna go and do the battle report. Then I'll open up and y'all can do whatever you want to do. I'm finna do my battle report right quick. Skin on mute. He can't talk. He on mute. He can't talk.
Well, can he hear me? Just invite him to the morning show in the morning. We'll handle it there. We'll handle it on the morning show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dog.
Yeah. All right, I'm finna do the battle report. Anybody mic that's already open, got a battle report they want to give? Anybody that's mic that's already open? With the exception of Dre and Skin, them, I had to close them up because they were finna turn it out. I got to do the battle report before they turn it out. I don't mind them turning it out, but they got to wait till we get ready to turn it out. But they were finna go in and say they were finna get into it. Come on, hold
up.
Hold up, kid. Let me get my paper out here. All right, come on with it, kid.
Should have been at my bear is Vendetta.
Thank you, kid.
Just write it down, man. Just write it down.
And
my bully is Lyle Burnett.
Okay, I got you, Gummo.
And that's about it. My driver of the week or whatever is Antron Brown.
Uh-huh.
Antron Brown.
Okay, I got you. You're sucking wee-wee, but anyway, I got you. Anybody else got a battle report that might go? Flop, Kid, Nakia. Trigger, Mississippi, 601-LJHC, Fajo, any of y'all, 315-6592, any of y'all got a bear report? Anybody got a bear report?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got a bear report? All right, I'm closing everybody's mic up. All right, okay, Flop, no problem, big brother. Closing everybody's mic up with my co-host. Y'all know who my co-host is, don't you? That's that old, bad knees. It ain't you, Trigger. You got fired because you couldn't answer the main question. You pulled out that main question. That man was depending on Trigger to answer that question. All right, everybody might close, but Flop. I mean, but kids. Let me see who they're going to text me. See, they got a bad report. Anybody? We're listening to the show at work. My coworker said that man thinks he's breaking a horse. She didn't know why. He was like, they said, talking about Dre breaking a horse. Yeah, Dre, you can't be hitting on them woman. He's talking about ain't no law against it. Go there, hit her. They get you for more than just assault. They get you for domestic assault. When they get you for domestic assault, that's worse than assault. Talk to me. Am I lying, kid?
You're right.
All right, let me go and get y'all right quick. The official battle report, then I'm going to let, I know Skin and Dre, they're going to, well, Skin going to get the best of Dre, then Dre going to hang up, so. We get one of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right. And, kid, I don't know how you did it. You said Antron Brown and Lyle Burnett. All right, I don't. If he messing with a horse, he will get. Come on, Seeker, don't be doing shit. Quit texting me. I'm finna do the battle report. Quit texting me now. Don't nobody text me. Please don't text me. Please. All right. The official battle report. Kid, I told you, but I can't tell you what to do because that was your battle report. You know, and everybody thought I was going to be on this chill eating and jumping up and down. I don't put the professional guys in it. But the bear of the week is Anthony Sellers and Vendetta. The club of the week is Troy Perez Jr. and Lil Mama. Racer of the week is Tony Bynes with Pocket Change and Black Gal. Bully of the week is Alan B. with Mad Max. The thought of the week is Austin Pruitt. And he didn't. I don't know the name of his car. I call him Sleepy because he slept the life pretty bad. The Lamont Sanford is them dummies down at Macon that paid off too quick and it rained out. They paid the park out too quick. Driver of the Week also goes to Troy Perez Jr. with Lil Mama. Best race of the week was Austin Sellers versus Austin Pruitt. Best horse of the week was Wheelchair, down at MGM, promoter down there. He put on a good show. Had all that. He had 1,000 cars in there, but the rain rained us out. That is the official bear report. The bear, Anthony Sellers. The cub. The cub is Troy Perez Jr. The race of the week event is Tony Bynes. The bully is Alan B. The fight is Austin Pruitt. The Lamont Sanford is the joker that paid the park out in the rain too quick, and it rained out. And the driver of the week was Troy Perez Jr. Best race of the week was Anthony Sellers and Austin Pruitt. Best host of the week was Wheelchair. That is the official battle report for this week. I'm going to open everybody, Michael, and I know unless they get too far out of hand, I'm going to let them do what they want to do. We're on free for all now. If y'all can control it, control it. If y'all can't, I will if I have to, if it's something that I need to control. But I don't like to control nobody on this end show because they all grown. So if Dre and Skin get to knocking each other out, slow down.
Skin probably will knock him out by now. Skin will knock him out by now.
Everybody over.
Y'all selling any ball joints? Dre needs some ball joints for them knock-ass knees.
Damn.
Selling any ball joints?
Yo, come on.
Oh, man, not the pep ball.
Ball joints.
That's a good enough.
Anybody got some silicone so that motherfucker can get some chiclets in his mouth or teeth?
Anybody got any shoes? This bitch-ass nigga be at the track with the shoes on.
You
nasty feet motherfucker.
One didn't talk shit with a bald-ass head.
I don't see how ugly motherfucker talking about he gonna whoop a bitch ass. The bitch still gonna be uglier than him when he just do whooping the bitch. He can whoop the bitch.
Man,
he can whoop the bitch. The bitch ain't gonna be uglier than him. Show your picture on Facebook again, ugly motherfucker.
I'm gonna get your bitch ass in the morning. I bet you I can
on,
buzzer,
call me early in the morning and apologize, okay?
Bitch, I'm going to get on your bitch ass.
I'm got it. Hey, get on me
now.
Now,
anyway, like
I need some ribs, bitch.
I talk to you in the morning, man. Hey, dog, like I was saying, ain't no rule in the world say you can't whoop that woman's ass. If I could shoot a motherfucker for being in my house, if I'm married to a motherfucker, I'm being in my house, fuck.
Hey, Dre, let me ask you a question, Dre.
Don't do it, Tree.
If you, well, no, I got to ask this question. This man said, if ain't no rule to a motherfucker in his house and he shoot them, but the wife belong in your house. She live in your house. An intruder is different. She's not an intruder. She's a cheater. That's it.
No. You misheard what I said, Tree. They got a law I call crime of passion. That means if I'm married
ain't
to
no goddamn law. Your ass going to jail for crime of passion. Motherfucker going to prison.
He must don't know what the word crime means. A dumb motherfucker. You don't know what crime means?
Let him talk.
I need to hear this. Let him talk. Leave him alone.
Yeah. Just shut up, then. Treacle, shut up and let me talk. Now here you go fucking with me.
Come on, now.
Shut up, please. Now, what I'm saying, crime of passion. If you my wife, we live together, but I come home, you got another man in my house, I can kill both of y'all motherfuckers. Because
you can't.
I don't know what's going on. Why the hell you can't?
You can't. You can't.
I'm gonna shoot you in here.
This is the proof of fact.
Now
you can't.
You motherfucker can't talk no more.
That ain't your ass ain't gonna walk and your ass ain't gonna go and have more come pick them people up and stay in your house either.
If you kill,
man, you going to hell, man. You fuck around and shoot me, you going straight to hell.
I thought you said you wanted to hear. I thought you said you wanted to hear.
I want to hear where it's not a crime. I don't want to hear that shit he talking about. He done changed the whole damn story.
Okay, let me be quiet. Let her finish running her goddamn mouth, and then I'll tell her what I got to say.
No, I'm glad you being goddamn quiet, because, Dre, this shit don't make no goddamn sense. You fucking make a mockery of the show tonight, man. We're not doing that shit tonight, man.
You mean to tell me they sell horses guns now? When they start selling horses guns? When they start doing that?
They sell a hard glue that you glue your teeth back in your mouth next time they fall out.
I mean, these real, Dre.
Damn, Dre must have been goddamn, I don't know. Dre don't win at it, ain't he? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to tell you, homie, you got a such thing as crime of a passion. And you will be able to beat that case because you don't know if the nigga robbed your wife. You don't know if the nigga ain't raping your wife or nothing. So you kill both of them, you ain't got to worry about that. That's how I walk in my house, you fucking my wife. Nigga, I'm finna kill you. And her, too.
Have you tried that yet, Dre?
Huh?
You know somebody that got away with that or you tried it?
I know plenty of niggas ain't got away with it. I ain't never had to try it because mine's not going to fuck over me.
How many people you hang around that just go around killing motherfuckers, man? How many people you hang around
that just go around killing motherfuckers? That nigga ain't got no wife.
I
done been married 2 times.
Oh, yeah. I see why.
Don't know goddamn.
Hey, man. Right? I ain't going to stay there.
They both dead. They both dead, y'all. They both fucking dead.
Man, Drake,
Trey,
you don't even know them and you call them hoes, you better go find you somebody else to play with. No, you don't do that. I ain't mean to call you no bitch, Trigger, but don't do that, man.
Hey, Dre. Dre. Your cheering mama ain't married your ass, nigga. Stop that shit, man.
I got 4 different ones. I was married up. 2 out of 4. So, the fuck is you talking about?
Man, why don't you stop lying, Dre?
So why y'all got divorced? Why two of y'all? Why y'all got divorced, Dre? Let's talk about that. They was cheating.
The first time it was me. I wasn't ready to be in no goddamn marriage. All
and
right,
she ain't kill your ass the crime of passion. Okay, now tell me about the second.
She didn't do that. All right. And the second motherfucker, I got to whooping that ass.
You can't call her motherfucker. That's your cheering mama. You can't call her motherfucker. That's your cheering mama. Now go ahead.
I got to whooping that ass real good, and I said, you know what? If I got to keep whooping this woman's ass, I don't need to be with her. So that was my second divorce.
What was you whooping her ass?
No rule in the book. Ain't no rule in the book where it say you can't whoop your wife's ass if she fucking up. It just.
Damn, what was you whooping her for though? How did she fuck up? What's she doing?
You're absolutely right, Dre.
Kid, don't come here with that bullshit, kid.
No, he right. Ain't no rules.
If I got. It's laws. You know rules. It's laws.
There you go.
Now, if that woman allowed you to continuously beat on her, man, I swear, I wish I could speak to her. I wish I could have spoke to her while you were whooping her. I'll tell you right now.
Hey, I can call on the phone right now. You can talk to her. You want to tell her what you got to tell her, even though it's...
No, y'all ain't together now. Y'all ain't together now. It don't matter
right.
No more. You ain't whooping her no more.
Get on the phone.
Get on the phone. Ain't no rules in this shit. That's your true mama.
Excuse me, my kids are grown. And if I want to talk to
my
kids,
Every time I say something, you got to come back, man. This shit getting bigger
Stop saying something, then. Stop saying something.
I just need you to stop lying, then.
Okay, well, guess what? If you think I'm lying, why the fuck is you still talking to me?
Why you gonna call a woman then, Dre? Call her, Dre. Ain't nobody asked you to come on here talking about no motherfucking rules and compassion and passion and crimes. Ain't nobody asked you to come on here talk about that shit. You gonna go to fucking jail. You gonna go to fucking jail. You whoop one of them motherfucking horses. You gonna go to motherfucking jail. You whoop one of them motherfucking horses. Your ass going to jail for animal cruelty, motherfucker. You going to jail for animal fucking cruelty, nigga. Ain't no goddamn domestic abuse and animals. Animal cruelty. God damn it.
Listen at this motherfucker. She just can't shut up. She just gotta keep running her fucking mind. I beat on your ass because you out of Florida. I just beat you for the hell of it.
Just call. Tell your old lady to whoop me. Tell your old lady to whoop me, Drake. Get on the phone.
I ain't got no old lady for you to let me call on the phone. I don't want to do that. She might come to Florida.
Okay, well, leave me the hell alone with you.
Man,
your ass ain't coming
to
Florida. You got to wear shoes down here. This is shoe state here.
Hey, you blind ass turkey jive looking motherfucker. You out there, you going to tell me about some motherfucking shoes you fucking buy, bitch.
Hey, Dre, you mad for real?
I just told you.
You mad for real?
Hey, you motherfuckers can't listen.
I say, are you mad? You dumb motherfucker can't hear.
Oh, who am I mad? What I'm mad at you about treating me? You go at it all the motherfucking time. You just ain't gonna fuck with
me. No, we don't. You imagine we go at it. We don't go at it, babe.
I wouldn't want to, but I just have to. You one of them old imaginary ass women. I can't fuck with you.
I'm going to always be your imagination. I'm going to always be your imagination,
man,
babe. You ain't got to never worry about this shit coming to full fruition for your ass, ever.
Hey, Dre, I'm so serious about being your imagination, man. You can get a fucking statue of me,
and it won't come to full fruition for you, man. I swear it won't.
Hold up, bud. Hey. You got more razor bumps in your face than any motherfucking woman I ever know, so I don't think you're a good lady.
Hey, I'm muting everybody, Mike. I got a lawyer on the phone. I'm finna let him explain this kind of stuff to y'all to find out, because we don't want Drake going around doing what he said he's gonna do. And I got people texting me saying Drake must be crazy, but I'm finna. Can we get some understanding about it? I'm muting everybody, Mike, so don't nobody get offended. If you do get offended, I'll take it, and I don't care, because that's what I can do. All right, how you doing, lawyer, man? How you doing, lawyer?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, okay, we got a case going on right now. A guy in Texas said a crime of passion. If he came home and caught somebody in the bed with his old lady and he killed both of them, that he would go free because that's a crime of passion. Could you explain a crime of passion in that circumstance, sir?
Well, I think that would be if he killed his spouse and he killed the spouse's partner, that would be a double homicide. Now, I don't know the laws in all 50 states, but that would be, what, two, it could be a murder, depending upon the intent. The issue would be whether or not this person had a justifiable defense in killing these two people.
Well, if you call them sleeping together, though, it's not a justifiable defense? That's not a justifiable defense?
I don't think that is under the law. I'm not.
Hold on. Let me get that individual. Let me open his mic up so he can defend it, so he can say whatever that's wrong. What? Hold on. Let me see if I find him and open his mic back up. What the hell did he went to? I had an ugly joke that hung up now. All right, go ahead, lawyer. I'm gonna call your name. Go ahead, lawyer.
All right, so he could now one viable defense that he could assert would maybe be insanity, but those are very difficult to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that he didn't understand the actions that he committed.
Mm-hmm.
And there would have to be a lot of evidence that his defense attorney would have to put forth expert testimony from like a psychiatrist showing that this person was mentally insane.
Okay, trigger kid and flop. Y'all mic over if y'all want to question the lawyer. This is a certified lawyer. Trigger, can I finish my statement before you overtalk me, please?
Yeah, shut up.
I just said, I don't call his name. I don't call his name, but he is a certified lawyer. I'm not going to call his name. Now, Trigger, come on. You can come on. Thank you. Come on, Trigger. Come on, Trigger. Come on.
Lawyer.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Are there any laws in whooping your woman? Are you allowed to whoop your woman in America? Are you allowed that, though? You can do.
That's domestic. Isn't that domestic violence? Isn't that battery assault?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. But let me ask you now then. Let me ask you this next then. What if you whoop your animals that you assume they belong to you, too? What they call that when you whoop your animals?
I don't know. I don't know this.
Quit trying to be funny. Just take one thing at a time.
Hey,
yeah, Lord. Animal cruelty, but in
it. Hey, Lloyd.
Come on.
I think the gentleman was speaking on a temporary insanity plea. Like you said, I think sometimes they are a lot harder to prove than people think. They just think. And let me just be frank with how I'm going to say it. I walked in, he was screwing my wife. I went crazy and I killed both of them. They think it's just that simple. Oh, okay, it was that shocking to you. You temporarily went insane and you killed them. You can go free then. But I think they don't realize there's a lot more parameters to it than that.
Lawyer.
Right.
Wouldn't it be true that if you do get a temporarily insane, you do have a temporarily insane plea, they will put you away in a state facility to get you back to where you are capable to stand trial?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
I have a friend right now.
Hey, whoever's breathing hard, I hold all the mic. I hold all the mic because we can all act. Whoever's breathing hard, please mute your mic, man, or lose weight or something, man.
Hey, Treacle.
Yeah.
They're going to put you through a battery of tests and watch you.
Absolutely.
And then if you prove to be actually insane, then at some point they're going to prescribe you medication that, and then turns out, and it's just stuff that I've seen, you know, through cases, that if you weren't crazy and you were a great actor to beat the case and you have to take this medication, then you can actually change the person that you once were by you know, taking the medication and consuming the medication and whatnot. So, you know, it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't this situation.
Right. I want y'all to direct y'all question to my lawyer, and then we can all lead on once he's gone. If y'all good, I know what you're saying, no flop. I know somebody that did that. But direct the question to this is a legal lawyer for real. So direct y'all question to my lawyer if you don't mind.
Right, because you gotta. This is how it works in criminal law. There's the act that you commit, and then there's the mental state. So you have to have two components for a crime. Right. So when you have like a insanity defense, you are negating the mental state because you're saying mentally you are insane. You are incapable of knowing the difference between right and wrong because your mind state was not there, right? You were on all this medication or you were strung out, and that's the reason why you committed this crime. You did the act, right? You killed.
I thought he said that was after the fact, after you done. After you gonna plead that thing to give you the medals and flop? Was you talking about before or after flop?
Question directed to?
No, I was talking to flop because he's the one who said it. I thought you said once you go there and do it and
well,
then no, plead that, then they give you the medals.
I'm speaking on after you don't actually pass their battery of tests, which may pardon you from the crime. Or whatnot, you know, they say, okay, well, Flop is insane, da 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 da, so we can pardon him from the crime, but at the same time, they'll start administering you this medication to actually bring you back to what, you know, they think a normal citizen or civilian should be.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you'll still be serving some sort of sentence. But you will be like in a mental institution to rehabilitate you for like an insanity defense. Whereas like a self-defense, right? Just say if Willie's in his house sleeping and then all of a sudden he hears a knock at the door and then near Willie's bed, he's got a gun. And then next Willie hears somebody open the door and then he hears shots fired inside his house. So Willie pulls out his gun, opens up his bedroom door, sees the person there, starts shooting him, and kills the person, right? So in that scenario, mm-hmm. Willie would use self-defense, or they call that like the castle doctrine, where you actually, your home is your state.
No,
so no one could just break and enter your home and think that they have a right to do something without being, you know, killed, for example. So in that scenario, Willie would not have any liability, criminal liability at all, because of him claiming self-defense. You know, he was in imminent danger or imminent harm of death, right? They knocked on the door. They broke the door down. They entered. They start shooting. He opened his bedroom door. He pulled out his gun, and he fired at them and killed them. So in that situation, you would be absolved of any criminal liability. Now, of course, that varies from you have to read the statute of different states. But with the insanity defense, typically that's where you would be sentenced, but you'll be in a mental institution.
Forever.
Okay.
So let me ask you this then. What if all that happened you just talked about and the person end up getting killed, and later on you find out that the other person in the house with you called these people over here.
Hmm? Say that one more time. The other person in the house called.
Say, I'm in the room with you, Willie, and they people come in and bust the door down and they shooting and acting crazy. But I've called them over, but you don't know that until after you've killed them.
Yeah, then
you call investigation.
If you call them over, you go out and they break in. If you call them over, why do they have to break in? If you call them over,
well, then she would be considered accomplice because she knew set you up, Willie.
Oh, I got you.
She knew that they were coming. She planned it. She orchestrated. So she was a part of the crime. So whatever criminal liability that they would get, which would be, for example, attempted murder. Then
home invasion.
Then she would also be charged with attempted murder.
And
because she knew that they were going to come over and break in and try to kill you.
And, y'all,
and they call that accomplice. Or they call it, the term is like accessory. Accessory before the fact or accessory after the fact.
And now one of these motherfuckers finna kill nobody. And they wasting your time.
Bobby, we got a discussion going on, Bobby. We just got a discussion going on about what Drake said about something. So don't jump in there.
He said ain't no rules and laws. You don't want this crazy information. If people start whooping on their women and going to jail, nah.
Man, y'all can't believe that bullshit Dre talking about.
Okay, anybody got any more questions along that line? That's all I got. I got my buddy on there for that. Anybody, because somebody had texted me and talking about Dre was right about that. And whoever texted me said Dre was right, they must be down too, Dre.
Hmm.
Well, whoever texted that, why don't they try it? Why don't they try to find out if it's real or not?
No, what they was basically saying, a crime of passion, you might get a lesser sentence. You might, like I said, if you got a justifiable reason, you might even get off. But you just get a lot of sentences if it's a crime of passion. But you're going to get charged, though. You're behind going to get charged if you go out and kill somebody.
Crime of passion end up being like second-degree murder, right, lawyer?
O.J. Simpson.
It just depends. They usually call it in the heat of passion.
Right.
Or it's like it's prosecuted. Yeah, but that would be an example. Like if Willie entered his house and his wife was having an affair with some other man, that could be in the heat of passion of you killing.
Willie's still going to jail, right, lawyer?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's no. I mean, the law is designed that. Well. I'm not going to just make this statement because it's not true. But I think one of the policies behind it is to value human life, right? If it is in the heat of the passion, you have no reason. Just like I said, unless if you have some defense, like if you were insane or self-defense or it was a mistake, something like that. Then that can absolve you from liability, but typically, in the...
Hold on. How is it a mistake if I kiss my wife and a man in the bed and I'll shoot him? How is that a mistake?
No, I'm not saying...
Everybody dead.
I'm not saying in that scenario it would be a mistake, right?
Hey, I'm going to say it was a mistake because everybody dead. Whatever my story I give is the final story.
Let me break in. They're bringing this, Brother D. Hey, look at the Bible. The Bible says that shall not kill. It sums it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, now, I got another question. Right. I got a question for you, dog. Now, if you came home and your wife had a man there in the house, would you kill a man or would you kill both of them?
Me, I wouldn't worry about that one of them. I just get my stuff and go, or they get their stuff and go. I'm that strong.
I don't believe he had to be invited over there or whatever because he didn't break in or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if he was raping her, that's a different story. I'm gonna kill him if he's raping her. But if they on there just having sex, I just said, you asked me would I kill him. No, I wouldn't do nothing in that world if they just stuck into sex. But I just said, you asked me would I kill him. No, I wouldn't do nothing in that world. But if he was raping her, that would be a different story. I put that in.
Yeah. And
that's a question for the lawyer right there, though.
But the key with the crime of passion, you guys got to understand, is there's an event that triggers it. So you walk in the bedroom and you see an affair happening, that triggers you for killing the victim. Now, let's say, okay, you saw this happen, you immediately walked away, but then a week later, you were thinking about this.
Premeditated.
Yeah. Then now you're like, okay, I'm gonna kill my wife. So that's not in the heat of the moment because you cooled off.
Mm-hmm.
But the crime of passion is in the heat of the moment, right? Or if you just say if you got in a big argument, you know how Willie Dog gets at these races? What if somebody gets in a big argument at one of these races about their money? That could be that could be particularly a crime of passion, right?
Didn't think about that.
Yeah. What if someone won the $20,000 grudge race, and then the guy didn't pay. And then they got into a big argument.
Mm.
And then he pulled out his gun and killed him because you owe me $20,000 and I beat you. and you didn't mm-hmm. man up and you didn't pay me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that could be. But now if that same guy, he lost the $20,000, he thought about it for a week, then he goes and finds that guy a week later and kills him, then that's not a crime of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
You get it?
It's off, right. It's off the books, then.
Okay,
that's
listen.
That's why you got to have your DP man.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
well, Mr. Lawyer, unless somebody got some more questions, that's about it because we got some more stuff we got to get into. Anybody got any more questions from my lawyer friend?
No,
anybody got any more questions?
No, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, right, you guys ever need anything to talk about, or I'm always available. I you know, I give free consultation when I can, but I also do services for work for fees, though. But I'm always willing to
mm-hmm.
help out.
All right.
What's your specialty?
We'll talk later. What? Oh, she said, "What's your expertise? What's your?"
I'm corporate. I'm a corporate attorney, so anything with litigation on the civil side, corporate transactions, distressed businesses, you name it, general litigation, I'm your guy. So whatever I could do to help, please let me know. Even if it could be a business formation, a LLC, incorporation, you name it. Or just like I said, if you have a general question like this, not saying I have an answer, but I could probably find you an answer or maybe find someone who could help you out. So let me ask you guys this question.
Well,
who's gonna win the race in Georgia, Herschel Walker or Raphael Warnock?
Man, we don't do no political stuff on anybody, man. We don't. Seriously, man. Get over out of here with that junk.
I'm going with Warnock. I'm going with Warnock because I don't understand what Herschel be talking about.
My attorney friend, we appreciate you. Go ahead and hang up if you don't mind. Thank you, my attorney. Hang up, please.
I can't ask you questions. Can't understand what Herschel talking about.
Can't understand what Herschel talking about.
I'm trying to get rid of my lawyer if y'all be quiet.
Okay, guys. I didn't mean to start anything. I was just curious on
your
take on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting political because it's you know, I don't care what you – it's your
– Long-wind lawyer. We got it. I'll call you later on and talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Love you, brother. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Herschel,